Yes, dude.
Why are you turning it down?
Oh, sorry.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
I'm so happy it's here.
Yeah.
It is Friday. We got a big show for you today. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us.
Later.
Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com joining us.
Later.
Later. We've got some dudes from the East Mountains coming in.
That's right.
Talking about something going on this weekend. And I'm going to be broadcasting live tomorrow morning at the Walk for Life, the Run to Life. What's it called?
Born to Run.
Run to the Hills.
Run to the hills. The hills have eyes.
Yes. With the sound of music.
No.
No?
The hills are alive.
Hills are alive. Hillsong U Live is.
No, it's just called Born to Run.
Okay. Born to Run. We're going to be doing that tomorrow. In fact, registration gets going at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow at Sagebrush. I have 10 complimentary admission passes.
So they just have to show up and find you?
You'll see.
Okay.
Got to listen.
Oh, dang.
So we're going to be giving some of those away. We have copies of the new record from the wedding to give away. We got a lot of stuff going on today.
We have a lot.
Yeah.
Dang.
I didn't realize
the show was so packed.
It's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Go big or go home.
Okay. I'm just going to go home.
No, wait.
Just kidding.
Wow.
That was pretty timely.
Static.
Matthew Albuquerque.
Of course it is.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
You know.
Now that you called.
Hey, is Steve in there?
He's not, actually. Pray for him. He's in Tejas.
Oh. Man, it's Friday, Steve-O.
It sure is.
TGIF.
Yes. Tell God it's fine.
Fine.
Yeah, tell God it's fine.
We're doing fine.
TGIF.
Oh, how you doing, it's Mitch?
Fine. Doing fine.
Is Steve-O giving you a headache hurting?
Already.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Steve-O, my mom's going to get her car washed today so she can put the sticker on the back window.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
I told her I'd get a picture sent to you as soon as possible.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, my goodness. You know what today is for my school, Steve-O?
Friday.
Friday.
Not just Friday. It's Drug Awareness Day. For those who bought wristbands at LBJ, we get to wear a red T-shirt.
Today's Dad?
It's for drug awareness.
It's called Dad. They call it Dad.
Whatever happened to
on
Dare?
On the streets.
Yeah, they still have that. They still have Dare around.
Do they have the Dare Bear?
Not sad. The Dare program is still around, though.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. Did he pass away?
I'm not sure about that.
Because he was a real bear.
He was a bear. He looked like a Care Bear.
Okay, you're crazy, my friend, aren't you?
I am.
That's funny.
I'm crazy.
Hey, you know what? I tried calling in to Afternoons with Will the other day, and he didn't pick up the line.
Yeah, he doesn't like talking on the phone.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
So how's Billiam doing so far? That little mustache it is.
Oh, he's great. He's great.
The mustache
You're
helps.
The king of small talk.
He hasn't shaved in a while.
No. That would defeat the purpose of having a mustache.
You really are the king of small talk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So you guys see my wonderful cousin, Monica Grego?
Every so often.
Man, she is awesome, isn't she?
Yes.
Man, no wonder she's my favorite cousin on my mom's side of the family.
Yeah?
Hey, Steve-O, can I get a song request?
Of course you can.
This morning, I would like it to be House of Gold by 21 Pilots.
Wow. Okay.
This song I wanted to go out to my wonderful math teacher, Mrs. Kathy Woodruff at LBJ.
There we go. This is for a math teacher.
Hey, you have a nice day, Steve.
You too as well, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Bye, Steve.
All right, Matthew from Albuquerque,
bye,
everyone.
Bye, Matthew.
Bye, bye.
He didn't say bye to me.
He didn't say bye to you.
Never.
Now he's got a call back. Oh, my goodness. I forgot to say bye to Mitch.
21 Pilots dedicated to his math teacher.
To his math teacher. That's 21. The first time he's ever dedicated a song to his math teacher.
Yeah. How funny, because it's 21. I feel like there should be some math involved in that.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to top that phone call, so maybe we just shouldn't do a show today.
You know what? Let's just call the whole thing off. Go home.
Yeah, except we can't.
Well, I'm just
we're here.
I'm just really upset that no phone call is going to be better than that.
Yeah, that's true. 505-338-3700. You can still attempt it.
Yes.
And as I said, we got a lot to talk about this morning. I'm excited for a few things today. One, we got a great baseball story to get to.
Apparently.
You're going to be excited.
I'm going to, no, you know what?
You're going to cry like a little girl.
During this, I'm gonna pay attention.
Oh, I thought you did the arm movement down like you're going to shut down.
I'm going to shut down.
Blow the whistle.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to pay attention.
What is that?
That was encouragement to myself.
Oh, I thought you were flying away.
I'm going to fly away.
I'm just going to fly away during that conversation. Static.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Dude, yesterday's game was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude, the refs, dude, they got a standing ovation.
Yeah, I hope they get a standing ovation at every single stadium this weekend.
Dude, they were calling it, and just the way they called the plays, it was just so professional.
Yeah, I loved it. I'm excited.
I like that you guys, can see a difference.
You can.
Oh, dude, big time. The game went the speed it should go, and not freaking 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knew that refs actually controlled the game? that's how this actually goes.
Vegas. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Well,
we lost him.
I gotcha. All right, guys. I'll talk to you guys later Friday. Have a good one. Love you guys.
So
love you,
bro.
Bye-bye from Grizzlies. I think we lost him for the funny part.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be funny.
That was me. That was me being funny.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Thanks.
You ready to play Matthew from Albuquerque's request?
Yeah, let's just get this one over with.
Steve on, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Temper Trap. Love Lost right here on Static Radio. 6:27 now. Good morning. Welcome to Steve on, Mitch.
Hey.
Dude, that band wakes me up every single morning. That's my alarm clock.
Even that song?
Tone.
Oh, are you still using that?
Yeah, I used it this morning. Which,
this is like a bad relationship that you just keep going back to.
I can't quit you, girl. Talking to my app, of course.
Of course.
Here's the thing. It's one of those... Yeah, I should...
You should leave.
I just realized, I'm such a bad, bad person.
What?
I set a second alarm for 5:30. But I left the house before 5:30.
Oh, no.
So,
that went off. And now you're
it went off. My poor wife is trying to figure out how to turn off Lego Yoda alarm clock. Sorry. Sorry, baby.
That's awful.
Fail.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Does she know? Is it really difficult to turn Yoda off?
Well, he's like, you have to hit him on the head.
Uh-huh.
But that's like only snoozes him. And then there's a little button in the back. But it's so dark that...
Yeah.
Oh.
Now she's awake and she didn't get enough sleep and she's to think right as soon as she wakes up.
Great.
Awesome.
I did this to myself.
Yeah.
So I got this app that, yeah, you use the same app.
I did not use it last night because I was afraid.
Yeah, I've been nervous. It's failed me twice this week.
Yeah.
It had never failed me before this.
But you just got the update on your phone.
Yep.
And so.
Dude, I'm telling you, this quote unquote update.
Not doing so well.
No!
It's totally messing things up.
It's brutal. Yeah. I'm not a fan of the new OS for the iPhone. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, well, you had me at Yoda, but alarm clock, not so much.
Yeah.
I didn't even know such a thing existed. For real?
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
That's so scary.
It's like a little 2-foot tall Yoda
what?
Lego figure. He's like
shut the front door and run out the back. You're kidding me.
No, I'm
who would invent such a weird thing?
Someone who wanted money and
yeah,
got
I was
it.
Gonna say, Lucas, Lego.
Doesn't that scare your kids?
No, it was theirs. I stole it. It's mine now.
It was where?
It was Luke's.
What?
He gave it to me, actually. So.
Your poor wife. Oh, my heart goes out to her. And she's trying to carry your kid and all that. Really, bro?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so listen, I got to give, if it's okay, I have two things. I have a request, first of all.
Uh-huh.
For a song.
Uh-huh.
What's your request?
Some Demon Hunter.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you can play something mellow by them if there is such a thing. And then I need to give a shout out to the person who wants to hear Demon Hunter. And a real nice guy named Matt, landscaper. I suppose they're up at this time. I'm not normally. But I promised to shout out. This is kind of cool. Happened to be washing my car at the bay there, like right there. I noticed the rosary around his neck, right? The plastic
right.
rosary.
Yeah.
And I know that's a little scary, but the war zone to me is like Beverly Hills compared to Skid Row. So you have to cut me a little slack on that. I know you grew up here and everything, Steve-O, but right. I'm just saying. But anyway, shout out to Matt and then some Demon Hunter. Can you guys pull that off?
Will do.
Totally.
All right, you guys rock, and thank you for always being there.
All right.
See ya.
Callie did. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's too early.
Awesome.
I'm sorry.
It really is.
I apologize. We will definitely play some Demon Hunter. How about Dead Flowers? I know that's your favorite song.
No. Yes, I mean, it's totally my favorite.
What do you want to hear?
Anything else.
Anything else from them?
Yeah.
We haven't heard Heartstrings in a really long time. I realize that's like a slower one. Oh,
we can play that.
I'm Dying. Let's do that. Static!
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you have an iPhone 5?
What?
Neither of us have that.
No, we didn't get the 5.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. If you have a weird 8-second question, give us a call. 505-338-3700, because apparently that's what's happening.
I have the 4S, and you have the 4.
I just have the 4. I've been reading about the 5, though. There's already problems.
Yeah.
Which
I
is kind of...
I that, too.
Yeah. Well, we could talk about that coming up. Mm-hmm. But, apparently there's some issues, bro.
Of course there are.
There's some issues.
It's kind of like buying a new system and then finding out there are bugs. Didn't that happen with, like, the PS3 right away?
Yeah.
I heard all about that.
Of course you did. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
Y'all have problems with your app for the alarm clock, right?
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
I've had experience with problems. I find the best way to keep it work is to leave the app open all night.
Yeah, we have to do that.
We have to keep it open and then put it on our bed. It's so specific.
You have to plug it in, obviously, because it's
going to... Your phone is on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
No problem.
All right, man. 505-338-3700. We have to talk about something.
Very important.
Something very important. Nickelback! Look at this photograph. Okay, maybe not Nickelback, but you did the rock face. You were excited. Sorry. Do you want to hear
I'm
longer?
I'm not excited. Let's get this clear. I'm not excited.
You're a liar.
But it makes me laugh.
You owned this record,
Ready?
Didn't you?
No.
Didn't you?
No.
Look me in the eyes. You didn't own this Nickelback record?
My name is Michelle.
Uh-huh.
Also known as Mitch.
Uh-huh.
And I did not own this record.
You've never owned a Nickelback record?
No.
Ever?
No, my parents wouldn't do that to me.
So here it is. Look at this photograph. Quite possibly the greatest photo bomb of all time. A photo of three seemingly terrified ladies in the water. And I kid you not. This is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. A giant stingray photobombed these girls on vacation, which was pretty amazing.
The water is beautiful. They're swimming.
Oh, man. So apparently, Stingray City Trips, it's a boat charter service, says, come kiss a stingray with us. Standing in only 3 feet of water, you'll be surrounded by more than 2 dozen friendly stingrays. And apparently, they were...
Definitely.
...at this place. And there was swimmers and snorkelers, and there's ground squid and rays at a sandbar. It's called Stingray City. I don't get this, dude.
This is amazing.
I don't know why anyone would ever want to go here, but according to Cayman.org... Go ahead.
Did anyone hear about the crocodile hunter back in the
day? Right!
Anyone? He didn't die from a crocodile.
Right.
So let's just get that one out there. Oh, it was a stingray.
According to Cayman.org, the spot has become populated with rays because local fishermen dispose fish offal there. The site in Grand Cayman's North Sound became popular in the late 1980s after it was featured in Skin Diver magazine. site also offers some helpful tips on how to survive a stingray trip. Basically, these girls at this place, and a stingray straight up, it looks like a puppet.
It really does. And I think it's quite cute.
Yeah, this is real. So here's the deal. We've got a bunch of stuff to give away this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought, what better way than have fun with a photo? So best caption of the morning wins a prize pack. We've got, if you're a runner, you'll be excited. I've got a Born to Run 2012 complimentary entrance to said thing.
That, and yeah, we have other things as well.
Yeah, brand new record from The Wedding came out this week. We got one of those, but we're going to put together a little package of awesomeness.
Yeah.
We've got a ton of DVDs in here. I was looking at, I can't believe we still have a ton of VeggieTales DVDs. We got a lot of stuff to give away. But especially for you runners, tomorrow morning I'm going to be broadcasting live at Sagebrush starting at 7 a.m. Registration at 7:30, but it's the Born to Run 10K, 5K. It's a run. It's a walk. There's also a one-mile walk/run, and the Right to Life Committee in New Mexico putting it together, starting off at Sagebrush. And like I said, I got a... Normally, it's $30 if you enter a race day, but I've got complimentary registrations
and
for said race.
Besides it being for an amazing cause...
Right.
You really just... You need people to go visit you.
Yeah.
So...
Absolutely. I'm going to be out there for 2 hours broadcasting live for a run, and I think the run starts at like 8, and then they leave, and
oh,
I'm
do
like,
they shoot a gun?
Bye. I don't know.
And then you're all alone.
I got to be honest. I've never been at a race before. Oh. In a race. Involved in a race.
Here it is. A run, a walk.
I guess I should check the time on these things, huh?
Yeah. That'd be good. I mean, just for your information.
Yeah, you know. I know that registration starts at 7:30. The toddler trot gets going at 8:45, and the runs kick off at 9, 9:15, and 9:30, depending on which run you're involved in. Hey,
that's
and Static
cool.
Radio's a sponsor. So I like that. So get there, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Chime in there, and yeah, who knows if your caption's funny enough, if we like it the best.
I like Christopher's already.
Yeah?
That's funny. So, ladies... Do you come here often?
Yeah.
And if you don't know what that means, go see the picture.
Yeah, exactly. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Stingray photobombed these three ladies, and it's pretty hilarious. I'm telling you, it looks like a puppet to me.
It's amazing.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Paper Tongues, Love Like You.
Good morning.
Welcome to Static Radio.
It's already 6:46.
Steve-O and Mitch with you, and we have a request for you.
Look at this photograph.
That's
what we want you to do.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we want you to do. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Three girls were hanging out. Where were they? I already moved the story away.
Stingray thing.
Stingray City. They say it was most likely taken there, a popular tourist destination in the Cayman Islands where swimmers and snorkelers are encouraged to feed ground squid to the rays from a sandbar. Well, a classic photo of these three girls being surprised by a stingray that totally looks like something out of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I'm sad that I didn't take this photo myself.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
So.
Pretty amazing. The one on the far left looks like she's crying.
Yeah, she looks like she's crying. Water is dripping off of her chin. They're in the water.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So get to facebook.com/mystaticradio and try and caption it. We got a prize pack this morning, brand new record from The Wedding. We also have a complimentary registration for tomorrow's Born to Run.
Right.
That would be our walk for life, run, walk thing, 10K, 5K. No, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, the Right to Life Committee in New Mexico putting on a Born to Run tomorrow, 10K, 5K. It's a walk. It's a one-mile run/walk as well at Sagebrush. I'll be out there broadcasting live starting at 7 a.m., and you can register at 7:30, beginning at 7:30. So
it's going to be pretty awesome.
But keep listening. I'll have plenty of these.
Yeah. In ways to give...
I say plenty of these. I have five.
You have five, and
yeah.
You do give them away.
Yes, I do.
And they're going to go fast.
It'd just be great. Somebody could just freely walk or run. Oh, wait, you could do that every day. But this is for a great cause, so I'm really excited.
That's what it's
for.
Exactly.
That's the purpose of this one.
Man, I wish I could go walk. If only I had a prize.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not really the purpose of
that
one.
No, not at all. It's for a great purpose.
Coming up in about 12 minutes, we're going to have Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico, and I'm very excited because he's a huge Cubs fan.
And there's something going down.
Something going down. Former Chicago Cub. We're going to talk about this, and be prepared.
Get your tissue box.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Really?
Well, I'm just saying.
You think it's that big of a story?
Well, it's like if it was on a show and there's some background music, I'd totally cry.
Okay. We're talking about dreams coming up.
Yeah.
Not like, hey, last night I had this dream and it was crazy and there was like squid in it and we were like hanging out and then all of a sudden the next thing you know, all of a sudden we're outside and it was like purple skies and then Elmo came up to me and he started talking to me but he had this really deep voice and then boom, all of a sudden we're in the kitchen and I'm making ramen noodles except when I stirred it, I realized there's alphabet soup mixed in with the ramen noodles but I don't want letters in my noodles, and it started like spelling out things. And we're not talking about those dreams. We're talking about like you know, desires.
Are you having night terrors?
Yeah. you don't have those dreams regularly?
No, I'm so sorry.
Oh man, great. I gotta go talk to my psychiatrist.
You have one of those?
No.
Okay.
No. But if I did, I would talk to him
about that specifically.
That's a crazy dream. So, coming right back, we got some Blindside and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. New Math. Song called Backfire. Kicking off your 7 o'clock hour. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch. Hanging out with you.
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm good.
That's like what you do. Hey. I do the whole spiel and you go...
Because you just take over.
Sorry.
Here, let's start this over.
I can't do... Oh, okay, fine. Here, ready?
Yeah.
Mute Math, Backfire.
I could have said that.
But you didn't.
Okay.
I'm going to start pointing at you.
Okay.
Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Okay. You didn't point. This is on you.
Hey!
Hey!
How's it going? Joining us in studio right now, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well.
Yeah?
How are you guys?
Oh, can't complain.
Doing well.
It's a perfect Friday.
It is.
It's a little overcast. Rainy.
It's cool.
Best weather in the universe.
Yep.
I don't know. How you doing as a Cubs fan, man?
Well,
you guys have been eliminated since
May
13th. Yeah.
Oh, no, the date.
Well, you know, this is a rebuilding year. Of course, they say that in Wrigleyville all the time.
Yeah.
But
still waiting for anything to actually be put
that's
together.
That's exactly right. We're hoping that some of the decisions that have made, they've got some great young players.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about some of the young players. In fact, the second baseman, Darwin Barney, tied a record yesterday for consecutive games without an error.
Wow.
I think it's 141. Today, he'll be playing to set the new record, and then beyond that, you know, we'll see how he does beyond that. So we're pulling for those kind of things. This is the time of the year where, as Cub fans, we're looking for everything we can.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I still think they've done a great job at bringing up some younger guys from the minors and working some trades and stuff. We'll see what they do in the offseason. But it has been very disappointing. I could tell... You know, there's always a great amount of optimism, and I am an optimist, but I'm more of a realist than
yeah.
I am an optimist. And I could just tell that things weren't going to be great yet. I still have great hope that they can make some great changes. But by about May 13th, I decided there's no chance that they're going to make the postseason,
None.
So I'm just going to watch some games and enjoy that, watch some of the younger players and kind of watch it from that. So from that perspective, it's been a very long, drawn out, tough season, but you know they're still my team. I still believe in them, and if I had a chance to watch them on TV today, I would.
Yeah,
right. Even today, if they're broadcast on
today.
WGN, I would watch
them. They
don't
broadcast them anymore. There,
no. You're a true fan.
Yes, I really am.
Any Cubs fan is a true fan.
Aww.
Because I'm telling you,
that's mean.
It's awful.
Yeah,
it's awful.
But I have learned perseverance.
Yeah.
There's a great spiritual lesson in being a Chicago Cubs fan.
And patience.
Well, patience sort of doesn't show itself all the time. When you're watching the game, there's not very much patience at all.
That was me yesterday because Texas lost, and we were playing the Mariners, and there was a chance, hey, we could gained ground. We gained a game. We need this game.
Right.
Oakland lost. Texas won because they beat Oakland.
Right.
So we could gain a ground in the wild card.
Nope.
It was 3-2. We had dudes on, no outs. Couldn't even get them over to third.
Yeah.
And then the very next half inning, all of a sudden it was like 5-2.
Seattle came alive.
And it was 7-2. And then we scored a couple. And we're like, oh, we're right back. Nope. Because then they kept scoring. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Against the Mariners.
Yeah. When those kind of things happen in our house, my wife slowly and quietly gets the children out of the room.
Right.
Come on, kids.
Earmuffs.
Daddy needs some alone time. And she moves the remote away from me so it doesn't fly across the room. And I broke a dryer one time.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well,
what happened?
Okay, you got to tell this.
Broke the door of a dryer at our house.
So like a washer and dryer?
Yeah,
like
washer, dryer. Yeah, I was doing some laundry while the Cubs were on. This was in 1987.
So it's been some years.
Yes, but it was when they were in the playoffs. This was postseason baseball, so it's a rare thing for Chicago
was
Cup
that
fans to be watching.
That was when Rhino was around.
That was when Rhino was still playing baseball. And Mark Grace and guys like that. So they were eliminated by the Giants.
Okay.
And after that, then I went to the laundry room to put the clothes from the washer into the dryer.
Yeah.
And I shut the door.
Right.
Rather forcefully.
You need to shut the door. Yeah.
There's a little plastic, you know, the little clip dilly that sticks out where the plastic clip snaps to? Well, I busted the inside. It wasn't like I busted the whole dryer, but I snapped
the clip.
I had to go to Sears and order the new part and wait. My wife was just slightly upset. And then I can't believe I'm about to share this on the air. I flipped a coffee table.
What? Whoa. What happened?
You oaked out.
I'm telling you, we have such rare occasion for postseason baseball that we're really amped anyway, and then when they're in the playoffs, and then when they get swept by the Atlanta Braves in 1998 when they made the wild card, my daughter Stephanie, my oldest daughter Stephanie, who's now...
She was sitting on the coffee table.
No, she was not. She was
Pray for her.
She was not.
No, I'm just kidding.
She was under it. But No. She was standing up in front of the television, and when I... And there's a good amount of distance, but when I just kind of picked it up, and it flipped over onto its top.
Yeah, you weren't trying to...
I wasn't trying to hurt anybody.
Right. It looked like there were some Cheetos underneath, and you were lifting it up.
Exactly.
You didn't know your own strength.
I was like Mr. Incredible. I had no idea how strong I was. Yeah.
Right.
So I flipped the table, and it scared Stephanie.
She said, no more baseball.
No more baseball, but excellent.
No more sports.
She's coming to Albuquerque this weekend.
We love sports.
Yeah, yes, man. It's great.
Sports.
So I had to control. When the Cubs make the postseason, I had to be real careful.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's okay. You're not in danger of that happening for some time.
No.
Aww.
I don't even think the Cowboys are going to do.
Mm-mm.
And that's your other team?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
I know, Mitch.
You have a rough life right now with these sports teams. Why do you do that to yourself?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe I just realize I have bigger things to live for.
There you go.
So.
Like your dreams?
My dreams?
Are your dreams all fulfilled? Do you have any unfulfilled dreams?
Well, but I have no regrets. I mean, I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player.
Really?
Yeah. I was there. I was there. I lacked two things, talent and ability.
Okay.
But other than that,
you could have been a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah.
You have no idea how well this coincides with the story I want to talk about this morning.
Oh, sweet.
Pretty perfect, actually.
It is pretty perfect. Unfulfilled dreams. And being sports fans, we understand the dream of making it to the bigs.
Yeah.
The major leagues.
Yeah.
Do you remember Adam Greenberg?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
24 years old, new member of the Chicago Cubs back then, stepped up to the batter's box, very first pitch. Now, let me just say this. It's not like a football where if you're drafted, you're playing in the bigs. You're in the NFL, you're playing. In baseball, it's like single A ball, double A ball, triple A ball. You got to work your way up to the major leagues.
Right,
it's a huge deal, which is probably why a lot of young people don't want to play baseball because they want it now.
Right.
That's why I don't play baseball.
Yeah,
that's why. Because you have the talent and ability. You just didn't want to have to go up through the system.
It was just too difficult.
Exactly.
Of course.
Exactly.
So most normal human beings, they pick basketball, football. Because baseball, it takes such a long time to go through the system and get to the bigs. Well, Adam Greenberg, he did. He's now 31 years old, but when he was 24, he finally made it to the bigs. He stepped into the batter's box for his very first major league at-bat. But on the very first pitch of his very first at-bat, he was hit by the ball.
Yep.
And basically took him out of the game.
Yep.
Concussions, failed physicals after that. He never made it back to the majors, yep. Which is a huge deal.
Right.
And what sucks about that is he was at the plate, but because he was hit by the pitch, an at-bat was never recorded.
Yeah.
On a walk or a hit like that, it's not an official at-bat.
Right.
So technically, he's never had an official at-bat, and that is his dream.
Yeah.
Was to make it to the bigs. Have you heard about what's going on with him right
now? I have.
Now?
This is pretty amazing. This yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, filmmaker Matt Liston, he's a huge Cubs fan.
Yeah.
He sought to remove Greenberg from the list of four players to only have one plate appearance. And Greenberg was actually the only one to be hit with the first ball that was thrown at him.
Yeah.
So this filmmaker started his campaign called the One at Bat Campaign earlier this season. Put it together, got 25,000 signatures, an online petition. But the Cubs said, we've got better things to do, like suck at baseball. So thanks, but no thanks. I'm kind of shocked the Cubs didn't do this because what else they got going on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, they're
I know you're a Cubs.
They're developing young players.
Yeah.
And
course.
He's not young, so they don't want to develop him right now.
Right.
But it's just one.
I know, it's one at bat.
And one of the stumbling blocks had been that Major League Baseball does not have like a one at bat or one day contract.
Right.
Football they have those so that if a player wants to retire, they can sign a one day contract with the team they wanted to retire with
Emmitt Smith
with the Cowboys, even though he had left the Cowboys and played for Arizona.
Right.
You know, signed the one day contract with Dallas so he could retire a Cowboy.
Yeah.
Bud Selig, the commissioner, apparently gave his approval and allowed it this one time for Adam Greenberg. And it looks as though the Miami Marlins have stepped up to the plate, as it were.
Do you know the ironic twist of that?
Is he is facing the... No. It was in Miami, right?
It was the Marlins. The Cubs were playing the Marlins when Greenberg got hit.
Wow.
So.
I don't know that that's awesome then.
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean.
Because now he's going to get in a bat as a Marlin, the team that totally destroyed his career.
What if he does it against
career?
The Cubs and the Cubs hate him?
Oh, no.
He's actually, this is the worst. This is even worse because he was actually signing a one-day contract with the Miami Marlins. It looks like it's going to happen this Tuesday. He's going to get his at-bat.
Yeah.
His one at-bat. 31 years old now, so it's been 7 years since that fateful day when the baseball hit him.
Yeah.
He's actually, they already know, he's playing the Mets.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
R.A. Dickey is pitching, so hope you can hit a knuckleball.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So,
if it hits him, it won't be a 98-mile-an-hour.
It won't hurt.
Fastball.
Yeah. So, it looks like, though, that Adam Greenberg gonna get his one at-bat with the Miami Marlins after all this time.
Yeah.
So, the question is that... As a Cubs fan, is this awesome to you, or is it hokey?
Okay.
It's kind of hokey.
This is reminiscent of, you remember back, way back in the 80s, the movie Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
And he goes kind of back in time, and he sees Moonlight Graham, who wanted, he was a doctor, and he had one, he didn't get one at bat. He played one inning, but he played half an inning, but didn't get to bat. And he said, if you could have a dream of baseball, and he says, I just want to have that one, face one major league pitcher.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of helped get this filmmaker, get at least according to the story yesterday, get him all charged up about this.
Right.
I think as a human interest story, as a person who cares about people, that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
The baseball fan of me, there's part of it that says that's kind of a cool thing also. But then there's a part of me that says, and I don't know the details of this. Has this guy, Greenberg, since he's been trying to come back all these years, has he been playing baseball? Has he been trying to get back to the bigs? Or has he just been working out and this is just kind of a thing that they're, like the Yankees did this with Billy Crystal in a spring training game.
That's true.
They gave him one at bat in a spring training game. Now, there's a little bit of difference because it's Billy Crystal and he's a celebrity and he's a huge Yankees fan. He grew up going to Yankee Stadium, the whole thing like that. So, you know, there's some gray area there as far as whether it's kind of a great thing or whether it's just kind of a publicity thing.
Right.
Whether it's,
and Miami definitely
and
needs
Miami,
good publicity
and
right
Miami
now.
Miami needs some publicity right now, yeah. But, I, you know, hey, if he's in baseball playing shape.
He is.
And he's been playing baseball either in independent minor leagues or in a farm system of a team. I don't know if that's true or not. Apparently not, because he doesn't have a contract
his
with anybody.
His most recent baseball experience was playing for Team Israel's failed World Baseball
Classic.
Oh, that's
right.
Bid.
I forgot. They said that yesterday.
Yeah.
So he has been playing.
He's been playing for Team Israel.
Right. One of the guys, I follow Len Casper, who's one of the broadcasters for the Cubs on Twitter. And he tweeted yesterday, he said, I'm sorry, it's kind of a cool thing, but I still believe you have to work your way through the ranks to get a major league at-bat.
Yeah.
Now, the only issue that I have with what Len Casper said, I sort of agree with that, but one issue that I have is that he had worked his way through the ranks, and he was in a major league uniform, and he was in a major league game, and he got hit. It was kind of a weird way. He turned, and it kind of went underneath behind his helmet and hit him, actually, kind of behind his earpiece, so it hit him underneath his head. So it was a pretty serious injury. I mean, the fact that he would stand in a batter's box again after being hit like that,
right? I think I'm just hoping for a walk, because those aren't recorded either.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Just kidding. So what's going to happen though? What's going to happen if he's hit or if there's a walk?
Wouldn't it be great if he went bridge?
That's not recorded.
Man, if he went bridge, that would be sick. Even though I hate the Marlins, no offense to those people out there who. Like the Marlins.
All seven of you.
Yeah, all seven of you that are listening.
We even know of the Marlins.
When the Marlins.
Miami Marlins?
Yeah, the Marlins used to be the Florida Marlins. And and before
that
the Dodgers
sense.
Made their contract deal with the Isotopes again.
We were the AAA
affiliate of the Marlins.
Of the Marlins.
When the new ballpark was built.
Mm-hmm. I saw Miguel Cabrera
practice here.
The AAA club, the Isotopes, their next step from Isotopes was to Miami. But now it's back to L.A. like it was back in the day when the Dukes were here.
Wow.
Love it.
Man.
See, I love it. And part of why I'm not as stoked about it, because of that. I remember seeing, Pedro Martinez played. He was a Duke.
Yeah.
Oral Hershiser was a Duke.
Yeah.
As I said, Miguel Cabrera came over here. I mean, it was like rehab stuff, but you see these guys come through. Tony Gwynn Jr. played this year as an Isotope, you know?
It was sick.
Seeing these guys, they worked hard, man. And this guy, I don't know. Yeah. He's getting a dream fulfilled, but at the same time, is this really fulfilling anything? Because he's going to get that taste and be like, man, this sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it would have been like.
Yeah, and I get
if only I had blah, blah, blah.
That pitcher is not going to throw him a beach ball.
No.
He is not.
No, because you don't want to be the pitcher that got hit off.
Absolutely
That's
like with all those home run things.
Yeah.
The pitcher, I'm not going to be the one to give up the
record-breaking
home run. There's no way that's going to happen.
Absolutely, because you're in the record books forever.
Exactly.
So I want to see Ari Dickey strike him out.
Yeah,
I really do.
That'd be great.
At least he'll get an official
at-bat. I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those. I've got mixed feelings. I think it's a great human interest story, but I don't, you know, I go back and forth on it. But, there's other guys who have been in the minor leagues for a long, 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 long time. Brian LaHare is an example of that. He was in the Cubs organization, and he was in his late 20s, maybe. I don't remember exactly how old he was. And even stronger Cub fans than I can correct me on this. But he played in the minor leagues for a long time, finally got called up, and it was tough. It's a tough transition from AAA to the bigs.
Yeah.
Which is why not very many people get to do it.
Yep. What were you going to say?
So, this brings up the question, what unfulfilled dreams do you have, and who's going to tear you down?
Right.
Guys!
If you have an unfulfilled dream, you're never, ever going to get it fulfilled. I'm sorry.
Unless you get a filmmaker
realist.
In New York,
I'm
too.
That's right.
That's the problem, though, is these things. He didn't do anything.
But he did it for a long time, but it was a long time ago.
Long time ago. And he was working through trying to. He has been working, trying to get back to the bigs, but as we said, it's obviously very tough. And
it's a fan that's doing it for
him
as
well. You're stoked on this.
Yes. I'm like, that's so cool. Oh, it's not cool. Okay, cool.
No, you can think it's cool. You can have your own opinion.
Yeah.
You can
you
be
sure?
your own human.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because I feel like it's not that cool.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Adam Greenberg, he former Chicago Cub, at his very first at-bat, was beaned on the first pitch, and it took him out of the game.
And that means?
That means he was hit by the pitch.
Oh,
sorry.
In the head.
In the head. Yeah. Man, he exited the game. Ongoing concussion problems over the years put him basically in this group of people who had one one step to the plate, but no official at bats.
Yeah.
Of, I think, four people in the history of baseball, right?
That part I didn't know, yeah.
So he struggled and failed to reach the majors. Only four position players in baseball's entire history have been hit with a pitch in their first and only plate appearance, and Greenberg was the only one to be hit with the very first ball that was thrown his way.
Yeah.
So this filmmaker, you know, has been trying to get him to the bigs, but not through the, you know, way of, you know, the way that the other people do it with steroids. I'm just kidding.
Man.
Oh,
I wonder.
Gosh.
I wonder if when the pitcher threw the pitch and it hit him, he goes, "Welcome to the big son." Do you think he did that, or did
no!
he? Oh, okay.
No!
Sorry, that was
awful.
That was the flesh side of
me. But apparently, man, they made a video. There was national media attention. They got 25,000 signatures
on
this
online
petition.
Isn't there like a Facebook page, too?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is that's what they did. Man, we got to get this out there. Mitch wants to marry Justin Bieber, but you don't see me making a movie about it.
Hold on.
Signing online petitions.
Hold on. No, I don't. I want him to be my brother. Can we arrange that?
Yeah, no, that's not, no, that'll never happen.
My little brother.
I'm crushing your dream right now. He's never going to sing to you, Mitch. He's never going to show up in the studio.
Never say never. Yeah. Never.
You've heard of dream catchers. You're a dream crusher.
I am.
You are.
I just think, you know, what did he do to work for it? He had a dude make a movie and they signed a petition.
Have you ever seen the show Extreme Home Makeover?
Yeah.
This is Extreme Life Makeover. Okay?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And here's the thing.
It's a gimmick.
What if he goes up there and he's amazing and they're like, you know what? We'll just keep you. Extreme Life Makeover.
Whatever.
Okay.
It's a new show.
Okay. I'll give you that.
If that happened, that would be something.
Yes.
But what's going to happen is a 31-year-old former athlete is going to step up to the batter's box. He's going to get struck out and humiliated. He's not going to be that talented. And then he's going to leave and be like, oh, cool. At least I got my one at bat. Really?
Exactly.
Really?
Yes.
That's nothing. Home makeover, they build you this home, and for the rest of your life, it's changed.
This dude
gets at bat.
Can I tell you the truth about Extreme Home Makeover?
No, I don't want to know.
They build a house.
I don't know.
They build a house. The people can't afford it.
Yeah.
It gets messed up because people are vandalizing the area, because it's usually in a bad part of town, and everything crumbles after that. Just letting you know.
Okay. Is that true?
Wow.
It's partially true. I've read a lot of stories.
I've read a lot of stories on the internet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
On the internet.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
You know, there's something that's similar like this happened in the big leagues. There was a pitcher who never did make it to the bigs.
Really?
And he was a high school. They made a movie of it.
I was just about to say, was this the one with Dennis Quaid?
Called The Rookie.
Yeah, but he worked his way back.
He got drafted.
Hard.
They drafted him as an old man, which was freaky.
Yeah.
Old man, you know, he was in his 30s.
Right,
and
right.
Old for baseball. And he did work his way through the minor league system and did get to play in the majors for about a half a season and a part of another season the next season. And then his arm gave out
man,
again.
Man, but he worked.
But he worked his way back.
The Rookie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Dennis Quaid.
I think I saw that movie.
Yeah. Worked his way.
And that's
incredible.
A similar situation. I mean, I guess it was a baseball injury because his shoulder was messed up. But you know, when you get older, you're supposed to lose velocity. But he was throwing the ball at 98 miles an hour.
He played for the Rays, right?
He did. He was drafted by the Rays and played for them. And he made his debut against the Rangers at the ballpark in Arlington.
Haha, I love sports.
Yeah.
All sports!
Yeah.
It's the best. It's kind of the best.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We were going to ask the question, what unfulfilled dream do you have?
No one's going to answer that because everyone's so angry at you guys.
Yeah. Why?
If we share the dream, Steve will just crush it.
That's not true. Just want to help you work
so
towards
go ahead,
making that
go ahead
a reality.
And call in and we'll tell you why that's not going
to
happen.
Here's the thing. I get to do this show every day. I love my job.
Yes.
I really do.
But I
still have an unfulfilled dream, too.
What is your unfulfilled dream?
I've always wanted to be a television/film. I've always wanted to do that. And I got to be on Terminator, and I got to spend a day on set, and that was great, but it wasn't like, my dream's
extended.
Fulfilled. No, that's not the fulfillment of my dream. I truly wanted to do that, I had hoped to, but I'm not trying to get an online petition so I can get a part on Breaking Bad. You know what I mean?
Maybe you should stop looking up to Keanu Reeves. It could happen.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. It just
Why'd you just crush my dreams?
Oh.
Because you crushed this guy's
dreams. I need a jacket.
Dreams.
It got chilly in here.
It did, right? It really did. It really did. No, I've always wanted to do like film. Or,
that'd be sweet. Oh,
that'd
my
be
biggest
amazing.
Thing, honestly, if I'm being completely honest, my biggest thing, I've always wanted to be a voice actor. Do voiceover
I would
work
love to do that, Steve.
For like cartoons.
That would be a hoot.
I kid you not. That was always it. But I didn't make a Facebook page and say, "Aw, poor me."
But you didn't almost I'm get there.
Yeah, he's right, because it's lack of motivation. I've never tried. I really haven't. So apparently it's
point.
Not that big of a dream, because I've never even really tried to make it happen.
Yeah, that's more of a daydream.
That's more of a daydream. Yes, I have this great daydream that I'm this incredible voice actor. And then I remember I don't have time for that, so. Static!
Hey, how's it going, man? This is Brett. Stubo, I have to agree with you, man, about the film and television thing. I'm involved in the movie business here when I can and when I'm not, like, working my regular job.
Right.
You can't just go on and expect somebody to get it for you. You have to go out and you have to audition and all
right.
that. And that's a lot of hard work, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
I've auditioned for Breaking Bad twice and I've gotten turned down twice. So it's like you and 20 other people going up for the same role for one line. It's like, I mean, even if you know people in the business, you know, if that's something that you want to do and you desire it, and you even feel maybe that that's what God's called you to do, to be a part of that, then you have to work for it. You can't just have it given to you, you know. So in regards to this whole baseball, dude, you know, it's like there was even talk about Roger Clemens coming back.
Right.
And if he came back, he was going to have to go into the minors too, you know, before they even let him back into the major league. So, you know, I don't think it's a matter of crushing dreams necessarily, but, you know, just having to work for them. I don't know what you guys think, but
it feels like a publicity stunt because what you said something in there and it was like, see, you've auditioned twice and turned down for the role twice, which means you were turned down once and you didn't give up. You went back and auditioned again. And there's something about perseverance and there's something about working for it, because if somebody hands you something, you're thankful, but it doesn't mean as much as working your butt off, man, and fulfilling something that you've tilled the ground for and that you've actually put forth effort to achieve, because when you achieve something that you work hard for, it means so much more.
Well, it does. And even when I met with the agency before I even signed with them, the first thing that they told me was, they're like, you're going to have to work for this, you know. And she's a Christian, the owner of the agency in Albuquerque. So that, you know, made it even that much better, the fact that she was a believer and really encouraging with it. And she's all, look, dude, she's all, first of all, you know, it's a pretty hardcore meeting. You know, she's all, you're probably going to have to drop some weight, dude, because you're maybe a little heavy. And then she went through this whole thing about, you know, you're going to be going up against all these people. And, you know, I don't know, I would certainly not do anything that would be considered compromising, but, you know, and I told her that, and she's all, no, I completely and totally understand that, so, you know, we have that in mind, but you're going to have to work for it, and if this is something that you really, 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 really want, you know, you have to be willing to put in the time for it, you know, and go and audition with somebody, and even background and extra stuff, you know, that you may not necessarily have to go out and audition for.
Right.
You know, it's still very competitive, too, because even when you go to a set for the day, you know, they even the producers and the production assistants there are constantly watching people, and, you know, you may get picked out for something that could even be featured, but even that, you know, is competitive. So you have to make a decision, and it's like if it's something that you really, really want to pursue and you feel like something that God would want you to do, then I think, you know, I agree with you guys, man. You just have to buckle down for it and just be ready for it. So and work for it. And, if, you know, if God wants you to do it, then I think he'll certainly open the doors. But if he doesn't, he'll certainly close them.
Yeah,
anyway,
man.
That's my thoughts on it. So.
Right on.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks a lot.
All right. You know, this brings up an interesting question. I'm glad you're here, Sam Swan, Baptist Convention of New Mexico. You know, I said something, and then I thought about it for a second. You know, how if you're handed something, you don't appreciate it as much as when you work for it and you put forth the effort and you till the ground. Do you think that's why we as Christians or people in general have such a hard time with the grace of God and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, because we didn't do anything to deserve that.
I
we didn't do
right.
it. You know what I mean?
I do. I
and
think
so
you're
do you think
exactly
that's why
right.
maybe people just kind of spit on it, or it doesn't mean as much to them because you don't really have to work for God's love. He unconditionally loves you, you know?
Or even question, is that really true?
Right.
They say, can that really be true? Is this truly
right.
a free gift that's given to me, and there's no catch? There's
right.
nothing I can do. There's
yeah.
nothing I have to do. It's given to me. I just have to place my faith and trust in Christ. And I think it is a bit of a stumble.
Because we want to atone.
Right.
We want to, well, what
right.
do I have to do? Just tell
right.
me what I have to do,
yeah.
and I'll take care
and
of it.
And the truth is, we can't do enough.
Right.
There's nothing that we can do.
Yeah.
And I think there's a little bit of a tension there as far as we're concerned to try to understand that or grasp that.
Yeah.
And I do think for some folks that it is, definitely a stumbling block for some of them because they haven't earned it.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's good.
Didn't mean to go off on that tangent.
No.
Static.
Hi. Hello. How are you guys doing this morning?
You know, can't complain.
Good. Cool. Well, I was calling about your guys' unfulfilled dream thing.
Yeah.
And it's pretty funny because, I mean, I'm only 24, so I don't have a whole lot of unfulfilled dreams because I'm still working at fulfilling my dreams.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of things that I've noticed along the way that I haven't gotten. Like, a few months ago, I tried to get this job, and it was a great job. It would have been have awesome benefits. Guaranteed weekends and holidays off, you know. It was cool.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get it, and I was really bummed. Well, a month ago, they released this newsletter in my company that anybody in this position would have gotten fired.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, oh, you know, God's really looking out, you know. So, like, I don't know. Unfulfilled dreams are, like, kind of God's way of saying, you know, maybe this is the wrong direction for you.
Right.
That's good.
You
point.
Know, and so, like, I don't know. Like, I have mixed feelings about unfulfilled dreams because I don't even know what my dreams are now. Like,
mine change daily, so it's
seriously.
Cool. Totally cool.
Like, right there
right,
with you.
Right, cool. So, yeah, but and I do want to thank you guys. You guys make my mornings, like, awesome. I'm usually laughing so hard I don't get ready for work on time.
Don't do that. You'll get fired.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and then you'll have the dream of actually having a job.
That's right.
And
it's
right.
And you'll start all over again. It's just a vicious cycle.
That's no good.
But
no
I'll
good.
Have another reason to thank you guys. For
And you just get to listen to the whole morning show.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I've been listening to you guys since like 6 o'clock this morning. And
dang.
I don't know. I actually got, I like woke up on time. I just didn't get up on time.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Thank right. you guys. Have a good day.
You too. That's a great perspective.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe, you know, maybe
it
that
is.
Unfulfilled dream is God's way of saying that's not.
Yeah, I have a different plan for you.
I have something better for you.
Yeah, it is, and it does bring up an interesting discussion about God's plan for people's life and the direction he wants to take them.
True.
I have a friend of mine that it's kind of a long story, but he was drafted. He played baseball, New Mexico State.
Okay.
And was drafted from New Mexico State by the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Played for 5 years in the minor league system, made it as high as Double A.
Okay.
And actually played, that was when El Paso was the affiliate.
Cool.
El Paso Diablos was the affiliate, and he played in El Paso for a season.
Man.
And he was drafted by the Brewers to be groomed to be a middle infielder. He was a shortstop, second baseman guy. And he's one of those smart guys. He played the same time Craig Counsell played.
Okay,
so he knows Craig Counsell and played with him in college and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so he didn't have super abilities, but he was so smart and he was good enough athlete that he was just the package, kind of a package. After about 5 years in the minor leagues, he just felt like God called him to missions, and he went to Spain for 5 years as a missionary.
Wow.
And then I met him because he and I served on staff at Calvary Baptist Church in Las Cruces together for about 5 years. And
wow.
Now he's pastoring a church. He's the lead teaching pastor at a church up in Vail.
So it wasn't like he gave up. He just knew that God,
he had part of his dream was fulfilled. He played professional baseball. He got paid to play baseball. He never made it to the bigs, but he got paid. He's on a baseball card. I have one of
That's
his cards.
So awesome.
I had to beg him for it. Like, come on, Craig, give me a card. No, it doesn't mean anything to anybody except you and me. I want one.
Yeah.
Please. So he gave me one.
That's cool.
And, I mean, he's on a baseball card. It's stinking cool. But he did sort of give that up or redirected his life according to what God's plan was. So he, in a sense, he had a dream to make it to the bigs, and he gave it up and surrendered to what God had called him to do.
And I'll bet you he would never change any of that.
No.
Because, it's scary to think that.
Yeah.
But but I don't want this. Right. And we become selfish because we believe we know what's best. And then when we actually relinquish control and allow God to take over, it's amazing what he can do.
And on the outside, we're looking, you're on a baseball
card.
You're
on a baseball card.
You play professional baseball. And then he said, you know, I asked him. I did ask him. I said, do you have any regrets? He said, no. He said, around springtime every year when the grass starts showing up and I smell the leather and I smell the grass, I miss baseball.
Yeah.
He said, but I have zero regrets.
That's awesome.
I was on the track. And this was years before he even became the lead pastor at this church in Vail, Colorado.
That's awesome.
It's a great story. He's a great guy.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about Adam Greenberg, who at 24 years old stepped up to the plate for the Chicago Cubs and was beaned. Hit by the pitch, the very first pitch thrown at him, and taken out of the game. Never made it back to the bigs after that. And so here he is at 31 years of age, and the Miami Marlins have signed him for a one-day contract to help fulfill this young dude's dream.
Yeah.
So talking about unfulfilled dreams, phone number 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, it's Adrian.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, I'm driving in, and it's...
And you're on your hands-free, of course,
because that's a law in Albuquerque.
I seriously am. I have my little earbuds in.
That's good.
So mine's not that crazy, but just going back to where you were saying people, you have to work hard for something. So when I was a teenager, one of my dreams was owning a Mustang.
A cool dream.
Absolutely.
I still didn't get the Mustang I want, so I guess that's still part of the dream. But when I was 19, I wanted a Mustang really bad. So my dad says, well, let's just go looking for him. But there's no way he couldn't buy me one, nor would he anyway. So we went out, found a Mustang, and so I bought it. And all throughout my life when I was growing up, if there was anything I wanted, I had to buy it. I had to work for it and buy it myself. He wasn't just going to hand it over to me. And I still have the Mustang to this day. It's not the one I wanted. I wanted to get a GT, but I've got just a regular one because at 19, insurance on a GT is stupid. But I paid it off myself. He had told me, he says, if I have to make one payment on that car, he says, it's mine. Yeah. And I'm not kidding. So if you have to work hard for something, you do appreciate it. And currently I'm working on a couple of other dreams. Missed one this past summer, just barely by the skin of my teeth.
But you know what? You never know because, like that one caller said, that it could be God opening a completely different door, something that you thought was where He wanted you, and then He opens up something better, which is rad. Right. So,
right. But you do. You got to work for it because you do appreciate it. And my car is 13 years old now, and I take. A lot of people don't think it's as old as
I was going to say. I know, it's like 13 years old?
That doesn't look 13 years old.
Wow. My car is 13 years old, and I would never put my car next to yours. So, your car is amazing.
Your car's only 13 years old, Steve?
Yeah, stop it.
Sorry.
You have kids, though, too. That's true.
Yeah, I wish I could say that's an excuse. They've been in my car like three times ever.
Then never mind.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, Adri.
Sweet.
We'll see you soon.
See you guys in a bit.
Yep, see you in a bit.
505-338-3700, the phone number, talking about unfulfilled dreams. What unfulfilled dream do you have? Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, thinking about this made me think of the song from Garth Brooks called Unanswered Prayers.
I totally was singing that in my brain. I really was.
Sometimes
I think I'm...
Yep, it totally ties in.
It really does. It really does, because the truth is, you know, sometimes those dreams we think that we have, turns out that God had something way better for us, and I thought of that song.
But that's a pretty cool song.
That is a good... See, you know what? The song's kind of killed for me, though, because when I was a kid, I'm dating myself. When I was a kid, I loved Garth Brooks. I really did. I grew up in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And I really loved that song, the words and everything. But then, like, to look at everything that's transpired since then, because it's all about his high school flame and how God had something way better for him. And then he totally divorced her for Trisha Yearwood.
I agree. His wife got a little crazy.
Way to totally destroy it.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly. to destroy the meaning of that song.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
For him,
it was just a song.
All right, thank you. Exactly. So, thank you.
He was just trying to make a hit record.
And he did.
So that song didn't mean anything?
Well, no. It's called Unanswered Prayers.
Yeah.
It's like, just the other night, in high school football game.
I know, after his dog died and he's crashed his truck. What else happened?
His wife and his mama
went to prison.
Yeah. him and his wife, they go to like this high school football game and he runs into his old girlfriend from high school and he just thinks back to high school and how he asked God, like, if you'll just let this girl be the one in my life forever, I'll never ask for anything ever again. And then he thanks God for unanswered prayers because the wife he has is 1,000 times better than his high school girlfriend.
Man, this
and
is
it was
like,
oh, this is such a beautiful song. And then like 2 years later, he divorced her for Trisha Yearwood.
Who sang that? Did he also sing that song? Or I don't know who sang that song, that Pina Colada song?
Pina Colada. Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
I don't know who sang that, but I was like, dang, that song sucks. Because like... They both put an ad in the newspaper. They're married, and they put an ad in the newspaper, like, if you like Pina Colada and Walks in the Rain or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they found each other. I'm like, oh, but you two were looking for someone else. Like, they...
Who are you? What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh,
right,
gosh.
Now. Static!
What's up, guys?
Hey, Eric in Seattle.
Okay, you guys can't laugh at me, but I wanted to throw this out there.
Okay.
My dream... You can't laugh, okay?
I'm not going to laugh.
Okay, is being a club DJ.
Why would I laugh at that? That's your dream.
I don't know.
It's a weird dream, but I'm just going to... You watch Jersey Shore,
time,
huh?
My midlife is going to be a club DJ. She laughs at me.
That's,
okay, honey.
Yeah.
They make the money, that's for sure.
Do they?
Some of them, yeah.
Club DJs make money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, the bigger
one. They're just cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. So that's my dream.
I would make fun of that. I just never went clubbing, so I don't really know what that job entails.
It's in the club movies.
To just move people like that. You know what I'm saying?
There
Drop
you go.
Those, that'd be sick.
Drop those funky beats?
That's right, buddy.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I love you for your dreams. That's awesome.
And my other dream is that my two friends from New Mexico come snowboarding with me up here.
I can help you fulfill that dream. I really can. I bought a pair of new boots this year, and I need to break them in somewhere. So
yes,
I would totally love to. All right,
later,
man. Eric in Seattle. Hey, you know what we haven't done yet this morning?
Yeah.
At 7:45.
Road construction: the left lane is closed on Yale between Gibson and Sunport, as well as more construction work on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank. And that's your look at traffic.
If you have an accident to report, give us a call at 505-338-3701. And I just want to let you know that traffic is brought to you by
Sopo,
Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. All right, we should probably give those guys a call, huh?
We can do that.
We can do that after this.
Yes.
Right after these messages. Static!
Hey, is this Steve and Mitch?
Yes, it
really is. And Sam Swan.
Oh, okay.
You got all of us.
He's like,
you're
Sam
welcome.
Swan. He's like, and that dude is. What's up?
I've been trying to call in for a couple of days because the other day you guys were talking about that consequence thing, and then Steve-O, you'd been saying how you had to consequence your kids from when one of the kids was saying he broke my Lego set. Yeah, well, he punched me and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say one thing. Don't diss the Lego.
Don't diss the Lego. Thank you.
I don't know what it means.
Legos.
Yeah.
You love Legos, right?
I love Lego.
If somebody takes their Legos apart, you get on their bad side like instantaneously, and they become Darth Vader status on you.
Oh. So your dream is that you live in a world where no one dismantles your Lego sets.
That's what you're saying. And that I've always wanted to go to Legoland. I have never been to Legoland.
Dude, I've heard it's amazing. I've never been myself. I would love to go there someday as well.
And then can I get a song request?
Maybe.
POD, Lost in Forever?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll play that next. How's that?
Okay. Bye.
All right, man. Don't diss the Lego, guys.
Yeah, never.
Don't diss the Lego. I think you meant dismantle.
Dismantle.
Don't dismantle the Lego.
Well, I think he's actually referring to disrespecting the Lego, as well as the person who took the time to build the Lego contraption that he put together.
Dish.
I believe that's what he said.
Yeah. There you go. I have no idea what
disrespect. Yeah. All I know is that.
Talking about unfulfilled dreams, what unfulfilled dreams do you have? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. We got to take a quick break. On the way back, some POD, some Amberlin, and more of your dreams. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Kenosis. All my tears right here on Static Radio.
All my tears are...
All my tears.
Stifled because I'm not allowed to cry about my unfulfilled dreams.
Oh, man. We've been talking about your unfulfilled dreams this morning. Adam Greenberg, he is a 20... Well, now he's 31 years old. Former Major League Baseball player for At-Bat.
The age of 24.
At the age of 24, he stepped up to the plate as a Chicago Cub against the then Florida Marlins and got hit in the face.
Aww.
Well, actually in the like back of the head, right? Like by
yeah, kind of like underneath his ear flap.
Ugh. So knocked out of the game, and not just that game, but the rest of the games. Concussions, tried to make his way back, never made it back to the majors. And has since never had a major league at bat. He stepped up to the plate, but getting hit by a pitch doesn't count as an at bat. So he's never recorded an official at-bat, and that was his dream. So now at 31 years old, this filmmaker decided, hey, he's a huge Cubs fan. He wanted to help this kid make it back. And so put together a film, got this online petition, sent it all to the Cubs, and they said, nah, we're good. We're good. They got a lot of young prospects they're trying to, you know. Yeah. They only have a 40-man roster, so, you know, you wouldn't want to displace one of your prospects for a... For a publicity stunt, I mean, to help fulfill a man's dream. But baseball commissioner Bud Selig allowed this one-day contract, and it looks like the Miami Marlins picked him up, and he's going to be playing next Tuesday. He's going to get his major league at-bat, finally.
I feel happy for him.
Yeah, and then I got to thinking. I keep going back and forth on this.
Yeah.
I did get to think, what about all those guys in the minor leagues?
Yeah, man.
Oh,
who
yeah.
have been toiling and have been playing their hearts out.
Right.
Because sometimes it's not your talent, it's where you are in mm-hmm. which organization you're in. Because if you are in an organization that has a superstar at the position that you're trying to get into,
yep, good luck.
Unless you get traded to another team,
right,
you're going to be stuck in the minor leagues until that guy goes away.
So yeah. Think about this. This guy, what's his name? Adam, what?
Greenberg.
Adam Greenberg. He was at the wrong place, the wrong time for that game.
Right.
But right now, since people saw that and they have a heart for him, it's like right place, right time. He's going to get to play.
Aww.
It's one of those things.
You have such a ginormous heart. I can't wait to pop it.
You can even hear the sweetness in her voice.
you were stoked.
I'm excited.
You like sighed
for him
when we told the story. Oh, this is so great.
This is great.
31 years old and he's made it to the majors finally.
Why can't all those other people just understand, you guys?
No. 31 year old accepted the one-day contract. You know, this is great. He's actually going to face R.A. Dickey and the New York Mets at Marlins Park next Tuesday in the second to last game of the season. It's pretty much meaningless for the Marlins as their season has just imploded.
Yes.
So he's going to go to
Miami.
No, to bat.
He gets in at bat.
What if he strikes out? Is that bad?
No, it's hilarious.
Does he get to? No, it's not funny. Why are you laughing at other people?
It's an official at bat.
It's an official at bat.
It counts.
If he gets hit by a pitch or if they walk him, it does not count as an at-bat still.
His average
will be a do-over?
Yeah. He doesn't get a do-over. No, this is it. It's a one-day
contract. There's no do-overs
contract
in baseball.
Yeah. Whoa, do-over.
No. You know the great story for this is, he's going to hit the home run and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, they can make a movie out of it.
I really don't. It'd be like me saying, I've always wanted to be a wide receiver in the NFL, and if I could just one down, one play, be the wide receiver,
but
and then Champ Bailey.
That.
Just exactly.
He did.
Oh man, Static.
Hey.
Good morning.
Talking about unfulfilled dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always dreamed of being an actress.
Okay.
And about 10 years ago, I met my husband, and we decided to lay it down for ministry. So we've been serving in ministry for the past decade, and lately I've just had that longing come back, and I prayed about it. It's like, God, if this is something you want for me, then give me favor.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've appeared in 4 films. I just was cast in a play, and I'm on my way to shoot my first commercial.
Yay!
That's amazing!
I'm totally not inwardly bitter at you, because that's my dream.
But that's a God thing!
I mean,
it
yay!
Is. I'm just kidding. If you lay it down for the kingdom, I think God blesses that.
That's awesome!
That is so cool. What have you been a part of?
I recently did Two Guns. I'm this week I was on We Are the Millers, which with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
And
no!
Oh, that's got to kill you.
Cliffhanger. Are you kidding me? No!
That just made my day. And now I don't have any unfulfilled dreams.
Thank you, wireless calling networks.
Oh, that was the best.
That was the worst.
No! No! I wanted to see if he worked with Bieber.
I'm like, wait. Mark Wahlberg, you worked with Mark Wahlberg and Denzel.
Yeah, Denzel, 21 Guns.
Okay, she's going to call back. She's going to call
you
back,
know what
right?
I think is funny. I saw the news the other day, the local news.
Yeah.
One of our local channels. They said, and this is all the story was, we have an A-lister in town. There's rumors that Jennifer Aniston is here filming this, whatever that film is that she just mentioned. And then they went to the next story.
Yeah.
I was like, boy, are we that desperate for to know that we have A-listers. We got folks like that coming through Albuquerque all the time.
They kind of set us up like that when Two Guns was shooting right over here on...
Set you up.
Well, they set everyone up because they even put it... Yeah, it was me specifically, actually, because they put it on this map.
Oh, yeah.
The one I read, the traffic map, big red dot, and it says movie shoot. But, like, we can't talk about who it is because it's going to cause a state of emergency.
Yeah, but I got to say, Jennifer Aniston being here is... huge news.
That's it really is.
Let's be honest. Greatest show of all time!
I can't. I hope she has.
Will you stop talking? I'm trying to listen to the theme song from Prince.
No one told you life would be this way.
Okay, that's all I wanted to do.
There you go.
That's all I wanted to do was the clap.
Okay.
You know you can't hear that song and not clap.
No, I know, because they clap even like in the show.
Greatest theme song. Greatest show.
During the theme song in the beginning when it's like, hey, I'm so-and-so.
I'm kind of a fan.
Okay, I hope Jennifer Aniston
kind of a fan.
Runs into that billboard. It's somewhere either on Montaño or downtown Central. I can't remember.
Yeah.
There's a billboard with her and David Schwimmer. It says Friends on the CW, but it's from the 90s.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's so
old. It's Ross
old.
And Rachel. It's timeless.
It's Ross, okay.
Ross and Rachel forever. Where is that billboard? I want to go spray paint a heart around Ross and Rachel.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You're not creepy.
Oh, and if somebody really does that, they're going to come
and come
arrest
by me
you
I
because
said,
you said it on air.
No, you can't say that because now somebody else is totally going to do that.
Oh, send your emails to Steve-O.
Yeah. Yep. So phone number is 505-338-3700.
If that girl wants to call back and tell us what other movie she's been a part of.
I know. Are you sad?
Oh, gosh. That was the worst.
I didn't do that. She totally got disconnected.
Yeah.
That was awful. Awful.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Yeah. Your reaction was priceless, though, Mitch. That was. I'm kind of wishing I would have had a little flip camera going right in the air to videotape the expression on your face. It was like,
Oh, no! Pretty much made my day. That was the best.
Yeah. Dang it.
Talking about Adam Greenberg, former Major League Baseball player, made it to the bigs, stepped up to the plate for his very first at-bat, was hit by the first pitch he saw and never recorded an official at-bat. And had never made it back to the bigs. And so his unfulfilled dream was to just record one at-bat officially. One. So the Miami Marlins signed to a one-day contract 7 years later.
Dang.
He's going to step up to the plate this coming Tuesday, and I cannot wait.
Do you think he really cares? What if this is just like a fan thing? They're like, we want him to have an at-bat.
Yeah, that's cool.
What if it's not really him? Like, he's like, that's cool, thank you.
Yeah.
But not really like his dream.
No, it's his dream.
Oh, it's his dream. Because I saw it on the Today Show yesterday.
Yeah.
He was on the Today Show when actually the general manager of the Marlins was on the air at the same time with Greenberg.
Yeah.
And he actually made the offer on the Today Show while Matt Lauer is sitting there.
That's pretty awesome.
He goes,
did he cry?
He goes, Adam, I just want to tell you, we've got the general manager of the Marlins, and I think he has something he wants to tell you. You know, set it up that very dramatic television moment. And he says, we're going to put you a one-day contract. You're going to go at bat at Tuesday against the Mets. I'd forgotten that when we first started talking about this. And then he didn't cry, but he was...
There's no crying in baseball.
Because there is no crying in baseball.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But he was overwhelmed with gratitude. His response was pretty endearing.
That's cool.
It was very nice. So for Mitch would have... Mitch would have been crying because technically she's not in baseball.
No. Well, it's been a week for me anyway. I would have totally cried if I saw that. The other day I was watching X Factor and some person sang a song by Beyonce and I was in tears over it. I couldn't believe it.
Really? You okay?
I don't know.
Every time I hear Beyonce sing, I have tears in my eyes.
Yeah. That's
not what I meant.
Totally different
Let's
tears.
Let's move on. So Greenberg's going to get an at bat.
Unfulfilled dreams. 505-338-3700. The phone number. Static.
Yo, Static.
Yo.
Hello.
Hello, Mitch.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for the traffic update. I'm stuck on Yale.
The thing is, I talk about this every day. So.
Every day.
Right on. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not stuck on Yale.
Okay.
Hey, when are you guys coming back up to the West Side?
Oh, man, I don't know.
We'd like to get
invited. I go back up there every day.
Right on. You guys still talking about dreams?
Yes.
Heck yeah, man. Actually, you know what? Real quick, I'm going to be at Sagebrush tomorrow morning, broadcasting live from 7 to 9 a.m.
Sagebrush?
Yeah, Sagebrush
West
Church.
Side.
It's on the West Side, yo.
Oh, I need to check that out.
Coors and
Montana-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm thinking more like Rio Rancho West Side.
Oh, okay, yeah, no.
Like real West Side?
Yeah, that's not the West Side. That's just a whole other city, bro.
That's true.
How about like Alameda and 4th Street?
There you go. Okay.
The whole...
Dreams.
Dream. Yeah, stop singing.
Sorry.
Her dream was to be a singer, obviously.
Dang.
Right.
And obviously it didn't come true because of that voice.
Don't quit your day
job, bitch. This is the saddest day of my life.
So anyways.
Your dreams, so we can crush them after you tell us.
Yes, please tell us.
Don't worry about it. My wife's already done that. I'm married. I just wanted to call and say hi.
Do you
don't have a dream to tell us about?
You fulfilled all your dreams?
Unfulfilled dream? We can cry.
I have no dreams. I'm married and that's the end of it.
Wow. Dude, there's hope. I promise.
You can still
have dreams.
I don't know whether or not to congratulate you or just feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Because you've accomplished them.
It depends on the day, I guess. Depends on if she's happy or not.
There you go. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, so.
Exactly.
Yep.
Right on. Well, you guys take it easy.
All you
right,
too.
Man. Later.
505-338-3700. That was the saddest phone call of all time.
I know. I feel really sad about that right now.
I feel pretty horrible.
I have some napkins over here for you. Because my coffee cup is leaking.
That's okay.
I got a spare that if you need to wipe a tear.
Dude,
hoping to.
I guess now I just feel even more blessed that my wife allows me to just be crazy and stupid sometimes. And
I don't think that's what he meant.
Go after
that. She's a dream crusher.
Well, I mean, sometimes I think people believe that you just set everything aside and then you don't chase after anything after that because it's like, well, this is it, and I'm relegated to this. Oh, I'm a dad now, so I'm not allowed to have any, hope
fun.
In the future fun, because now I got to pour everything into my kids and I don't have it, you know.
And,
like,
they make it sound like it's
a
dream or a crushed dream.
Yeah.
When in reality, the companionship of a godly wife.
Yeah, dude.
And great children. That's you. Sure, there's things that I wish I could have accomplished or tried out for or whatever, but I have no regrets about those. I didn't do that, but. Yeah. My life is completely fulfilled.
Well, the funny thing is, I wasn't Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
I really wasn't. I was awful. I'm mediocre at best, but I love sports.
Yeah.
So I always tried. I always played. Yeah. I was terrible. And getting to watch my boys, it's like these dreams being fulfilled through them because they both love sports and they're wicked talented.
You get to play with them.
They both play quarterback,
Nothing more fun than going out and playing catch with your son or your daughter. Because I had daughters who played softball and baseball, we'd play catch. And as long as, I could play catch for hours. Just stand on the backyard. Well, not anymore because my shoulder's old, but...
Yeah.
Along with the rest of you.
I was going to say, the rest of you is pretty old, too.
The rest of you is pretty old,
too. Just shoulder's age.
Just my
shoulder's
age. I'm just crushing everybody this morning.
Yeah, it's good.
You're a realist. We're realists.
Yeah, we're realists.
So,
we can do it. But, and I don't mean to sound overly, Pollyanna-ish.
Yeah.
I don't have any regrets. Would there have been things I'd like to try it out for? Sure.
Yeah.
Basketball when I was in high school. But, it's all... Mitch said earlier, it's kind of in the right place at the right time kind of a thing.
And
my dad was in the military, and so we moved around a lot. So I moved in the middle of times for tryouts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I still played basketball. I just wasn't on a team. And
yeah.
I had friends, and I had built community with guys that I played basketball with. And when I tried to play baseball, I did the same thing. I played 1 year. I got to play one more year after high school.
Yeah.
The summer after I graduated. So, I got to do all that stuff. And
yeah.
Do I have any unfulfilled dreams? I don't think so.
That's
not,
cool.
Not I mean, for me, personally.
Right.
But
505-338-3700, the phone number. What is your unfulfilled dream? Static.
Hello?
Hello? Hello.
Line two.
Oh,
I hung up too.
Oh.
505-338-3700. The phone line's been blowing up this morning. It's crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of impatient people,
apparently. Do we have anything on Facebook? I don't know.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I want to mention real quickly, actually, we posted a photo. Pretty much the greatest photo bomb of all time. And we have a prize pack this morning, including an entrance to the Born to Run walk/run going down tomorrow at Sagebrush. Are you going to be at this?
I am not going to be at this one. I'm in the hot chocolate run.
Oh, okay, so it's my pastor.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this Born to Run race. That's
it's going down at Sagebrush.
Cool,
I'll be out there broadcasting live from 7 to
excellent.
9. The race gets going at 9 a.m. You can start registering at 7:30. We're going to give away a couple complimentary entrances.
Yeah.
So best caption. Best caption on this photo wins. We also have the new wedding CD.
Yeah, brand new CD from the wedding. That'll be included in that as well. Static.
Hi, what's up, man? How you guys doing this morning?
Oh, you know. We're here.
Another one of those days?
Yeah, it's Friday.
So you guys are talking about dreams this morning, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so my dream has always been to actually serve in the U.S. Army.
Wow.
Yeah, and I tried out once before, and it didn't work out. They rejected me because of my weight.
Okay.
So that was 5 months ago, give or take.
Okay.
And right now, I'm actually working towards it. I dropped the 50 pounds that they required me to.
Wow.
That's
yeah. So hopefully, if all goes according to plan and I can do my qualifications and everything, I should be shipping out in January-ish.
Dude, that's absolutely
amazing.
Incredible.
That's great.
Yeah, and then I pretty much kind of credit to like God and everything, because beforehand, I had come to Christ kind of, I was a drinker for like 6 years.
Yeah.
After my girlfriend passed away of 3 years. And I started drinking really heavily. And my friend Miranda, when I was in high school, actually invited me to go to church one night. And I'd always turned her down. And for some reason, I was like, okay, let's do it. Just on like a leap of faith. And that was 9 months ago. And I think tomorrow I will officially be 10 months sober.
Wow.
That is so
dude,
cool.
Dude, congratulations.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's an amazing accomplishment.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, definitely. God definitely plays a big part in any of your dreams.
Yeah. Dude, what a solid testimony. Thank you so much. And the perseverance that even after the initial rejection into the Army, you said, all right, here's what I got to do. I got to get better. I got to fix this. I got to do this. And it looks like you're going to do that. So,
yes, definitely.
Right on, man.
Hey, have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All
right.
Dude, it seems like, you know, it's brutal. Let's be honest. The world is brutal. I got some friends. The wedding, we were just talking about those guys.
Yeah.
Waverly, a lot of guys in bands that it's a tough go sometimes. Mm-hmm. Waverly had a showcase. They had a showcase where different record labels come and you know, check
listen
out my talent and we want to get signed and here's a bunch of record labels hanging out in the audience. And it's brutal because there's no crowd,
mm-hmm.
but you have to perform at your best. And then afterwards, basically these record labels talk to you, and that's exactly what they did. Kind of like this guy when he was trying to get into the Army. It's like, hey, man, you need to lose this much weight. You got to do this.
Oh,
you need to fix this. You
got
to all of them. And it's really easy if you're not qualified or if you, at this point, you know, for your dreams,
mm-hmm.
okay, you got to fix this, you got to do this, you got to do that, you're not worthy, you can't, blah, 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 blah. It's easy to hear all that negatively and just kind of shut down.
Huh.
Be like, all right, fine, I'm never going to do that ever again. Or you can persevere like this guy did. It worked the weight off of him,
mm-hmm.
Got ready. I know the Waverly guys, when they heard, hey, man, you need to take care of A, B, C, and D, instead of getting like mopey and emo about everything, they actually went out, took some lessons on different things, what they needed to do, researched some stuff, and got prepared and went out again.
That's
you know?
The thing about dreams. When people get discouraged from chasing their dreams because it doesn't just happen.
Right.
You have to work towards it.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, good morning. It's Sunny again.
Good morning, Sunny.
I don't mean to call every day, but I had a couple things to tell you. My first dream was to have a house in the country,
uh-huh.
and we built a house in the East Mountains. We built it ourselves. But my dream right now is to learn how to dance the current dances that the kids are dancing, because my husband and I chaperone the kids' dances.
Oh.
You better learn the Dougie.
The Dougie?
I want to learn.
The Dougie.
I don't even know what they are, but I want to learn how to learn all the dances, and then all of a sudden, me and my husband get out in the middle of the dance floor and bust a move.
That's amazing.
And all the kids are like freaking out because we are so awesome.
So you basically want to perform the end scene from any like 80s movie ever.
Yeah,
okay.
So they're all like clapping, and then
exactly.
My gosh, my mom knows
freeze
how to
frame, high five at the end.
That's right.
You and your
That's
husband,
a credits roll.
Like yeah. Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Incredible! I can't wait for that to happen. I want to be there when that dream is fulfilled.
Please,
so
please let us know.
That to happen. So we'll see what happens. I've been practicing the motorcycle shuffle right now.
Wait, isn't it just called the Cupid Shuffle?
No, there's so many different ones now.
There's so many shuffles.
Oh, dude,
there are plenty.
I'm not even. You know, you're going to have to teach me.
Yeah. Please
do.
Yeah,
if I'm in the motorcycle shuffle, I'll come down and show you guys, because it's awesome.
That'd be great.
There it is. Thanks, honey.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number, talking about unfulfilled dreams. What are your dreams? I love this song.
It's pretty great.
That?
Yes, you can.
Just before 8:30, and that means Yo coming up here in just a few minutes from GameAndMovieGuide.com. But before we do that, you want to take one more dream call?
Yes.
One more dream call. What's your dream?
Hello.
Hi.
I've actually got two dreams for you.
That's totally cool with me.
Okay. Well, my dream, for years, I wanted to be a police officer. And just a couple months before I turned 21, I had an accident that rotated three of the vertebrae in my back.
Ooh. Okay.
And so I couldn't be a police officer. I couldn't do anything physical anymore.
Right.
And I went through a couple of years of just this lost period of not knowing what I was going to do. I was just working dead-end jobs, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And I decided I really still wanted to be in the legal profession. And I talked to a friend who was a paralegal. She said, I'm a paralegal. I love it. It's great. You should give it a shot. And so I took a certificate course, and I started applying to places. The very first law firm I got an offer from, they represent police departments.
Ooh,
wow.
So I gladly took the position, and now I get to spend my days representing the people I wanted to be.
That is awesome.
That is.
So that worked out really well for me, and I absolutely love my job. And right after I found my job, the other dream, my husband came to me and talked to me about the military. He's been talking to me about it since we were in high school. He wanted to join the military. And I always said no, because I didn't want to be moving around the world all the time.
Right.
And so he came to me, he's like, I know you love your job. We've got a house here. You're happy where we are. So actual Army isn't going to work for us, but what do you think about the National Guard?
Dude.
And so I said yes, and he's been in the National Guard for 2 years now. And he absolutely loved it, and it was a way that we both still got to have what we wanted. So
That's incredible
cool.
To see how God fulfilled those differently than you had anticipated and expected, and yet both fulfilled. That's rad.
Exactly. He took very good care of us, and we're very, very happy. So.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I love stories like
that. Yeah, it's totally teaching us to be flexible.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's great. There it is.
There you go.
All right, Sam Swan, Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Yep.
Getting geared up for your race tomorrow.
I am.
Or your run. It's not really a race.
Well,
is there a race?
Race?
Is there a finish line and people are like, I win? Yeah.
Well, there will be a winner.
Oh, there will?
Somebody will be running faster than me.
Yeah.
And I race against myself, and I usually pick somebody in the crowd.
Yeah.
That I think at the end I'm going to be in front of them.
Nice.
And I kind of set that. They don't know that.
Right.
I see one guy go, you.
You. I'm beating you.
You're going to have to bleed to beat me, buddy.
Yeah.
But you know, everybody knows that wouldn't be true.
Have you ever picked somebody from the crowd and you're like, I am going to beat this person specifically. And all of a sudden they're like, Yeah. And you're like, I'm going to be that person.
Yeah, yeah, I've changed.
I meant that person.
Absolutely. In the middle of the race, I go, no, that's the person I'm going to be.
Right.
And then later on, I'm like, no, that's the person.
That's the one.
And then I wait and remember, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of people behind me.
I'm
that's
who
I'm going to be.
That's who I picked.
Whether I can see their faces or not.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. I got my daughters coming in from out of town.
That's so awesome.
Four of my five kids are going to run that race tomorrow.
No way.
And my one of my sons in law is going to run that race tomorrow. So we're going to have a whole gaggle of swans.
There you go.
Running that race.
I see what you did there.
Thanks.
That's pretty amazing.
Great job.
I like that.
I think on my feet, people. Youth ministry.
That's never been said before.
Wow. Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com coming up here in just a few minutes. We got some Everstage Red to get to, but first, it's Anchor and Braille. Thank you so much, Sam Swan.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Ah, yes. It is really terrific.
We are.
It's 8:39 now. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you this morning. And being that it's Friday, we're a little behind.
Just a little.
We had Sam Swan in studio this morning talking about unfulfilled dreams. If you'd like to chime in on that, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But right now, switching gears to one of my favorite times of the week when we invite Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com in to talk about all of the latest and greatest in video games and movies. And one of my most anticipated films of the year, I would say, coming out today, so I can't wait to talk.
Yeah, Looper comes out today, starring Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
You saw it!
Had a chance to go see it last night so I could get the review up today. I'm working on it even as we speak because it started a little bit late last night, and I got home late last night, and then I got here early and had another work to do. But I will have the review up soon. Here's the long and short of it. Okay, first of all, it's a rated R movie.
Right.
Take that seriously.
Very seriously.
It's a dark, bleak, gritty movie.
Right.
And most of the reasons I think that it's rated R is because it is a dark and gritty movie. And it's not an action movie. Like, the trailers are kind of promoting it as an action film. It's really not.
Okay.
When the action happens, the violence is intense. It's often kind of gory.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a punch to the gut. So
okay.
It's kind of shocking. But it doesn't last very long. So it's just these flashes of violence because it's kind of a violent world.
Right.
It kind of projects from where we are now into 2044. And it's kind of a scary vision of the future. So far as what's going to happen with the economy, what's going to happen with where people are going to be at so far as their position in society. And so it's a interesting look at the future, but it's not even really about the science fiction of it. You know, it's not like a Star Wars or an iRobot. It's not all flashy sci-fi stuff. I mean, sometimes you might forget that it's set in the future.
Wow.
It even deals with time travel, but the movie really isn't about that either. I'm not going to spoil what it's about, but it's one of those sci-fi movies that makes you that's thoughtful. It really makes you think. It really makes you ponder some of the big questions. And you know, I got to the end of it, and I was pretty impressed with some of the big questions that it was asking and how it was asking it. And there was some really, I don't know, there's some powerful stuff in there, but it's one of those movies I can't really recommend to people because it is a pretty brutal film. But man, it's like, it's in the vein of like Blade Runner or Gattaca or 12 Monkeys. You know,
you're mentioning some fantastic sci-fis.
Right, but these are the sci-fi films that ask big questions,
right,
that are thoughtful, that make you think, that ponder philosophical quandaries and aren't known for being like, ooh, big time action fun sci-fi like Star Trek.
Okay, so if this is what the movie actually is, why is the trailer so theatrical and like full of action?
Because they want people to go see it. Now, and that can backfire sometimes. I mean, the way you promote a film can either help draw people into the theater or it can backfire as people like, yeah, look at this, an action movie with Bruce Willis, sci-fi. And they go see it and it turns out not to be that.
Right.
The word of mouth is going to spread. No, they just talk most of the time and blah, 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 blah. And people, it'll backfire on them.
It's going to get a different crowd.
It's going to get a different crowd. This is hardcore sci-fi. And by that, I mean, it's not your Star Trek and your Star Wars. This is the type of stuff that you got from Isaac Asimov. This
where
is
you
type,
scratch your head.
Right.
And it'll go, whoa.
Where it doesn't lay out everything for you. It's like, All right, here's the stuff that we're discussing. Go ahead and discuss amongst yourselves and draw your own conclusions.
Okay, a film came out this year already in the similar fashion of hardcore sci-fi that got mixed reviews. Either people loved it if you were a sci-fi fan, or they hated it because it left a lot of questions open. Would you say that Looper is along the same vein as, like, Prometheus?
You know, yeah, insofar as it struggles with big questions, although in this case, I think Looper is better than Prometheus, because unlike Lost writer Damon Lindelof, who likes to ask questions because they sound cool.
Right, right.
And then, oh, yeah, that is a great question. So what do you think the answer to that is? Oh, I have no idea. I just thought it was a cool question. Yeah.
Right.
That's what he likes to do.
He really does, yeah.
Looper will ask these big questions, but it also has... it also points in the direction of where they think the answer lies.
So they're kind of leading.
Yeah. So you get to the end of it, and the ending is kind of vague and nebulous, but it also points in a direction of hope, which is kind of cool, which is great, because by the end of the movie, you need some hope.
Right.
And like, here's the thing. The thing that struck me about it is, you know, it's a bleak future. And there's so much hopelessness. There's so much brokenness. There's so much. One of the big desires in the movie is for love. People just want to be loved. And it was tough for me to watch, because I'm thinking, you know, we're really not that far from this. This is the direction we're trending. People are broken like this. People are hopeless like this. People are thinking, there's nothing for me. I just got to do the best I can with what I have. And what else is there, you know?
Right.
And it was really tough for me to watch from a biblical perspective, because I'm thinking, man, if this is the direction the world is going in, we are epic failing as the church, because here we have the answer for what they're looking for. And obviously, we're not getting out enough, because people think this is what our future is going to be.
Right. I've seen that in a lot of movies. Why do you think that's a common theme in movies? Like even The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Hopeless. So hard to watch.
Yeah. You know, and I think that is just a product of where we are right now as a culture and a society. And I also think it's part of the church's fault.
Yeah.
I hate to be, you know, so severe on this, but it's our own fault, because we're so concerned sometimes with fitting in. Oh, let's be relevant, and let's not step on too many toes. Let's make sure people like us, and so on and so forth. And then we blend in so well, people don't see anything different.
Yeah.
And like, here's the thing: what we have to offer, the good news of the gospel, is so distinctly different from where our culture is trending that it's going to make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it is the bright light of hope that they're all desperately searching for.
Right.
And all these, you're right, all these stories are kind of trending towards, we got a bleak, hopeless future. And it's like, well, church, step up. The future doesn't have to be bleak and hopeless. Now, you look at the book of Revelation, quite frankly, things aren't going to get better.
Right.
But people don't have to go into the future bleak and hopeless, because there's more than just what's going to happen in this world.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's an interesting trend. And even some of the stuff philosophically that they explore in Looper, you can tell they're searching for the answers and they don't quite have the answers.
Mm.
And I'm like, I know.
Right.
I know. I'll just get up and preach to this whole theater right now.
Right.
You know, it made me feel that way. It's like, come on. Like, here's an opening. This movie leaves it like kind of dangling. I'm like, hey, everyone, before you go, I just want to tell you exactly what the answer is to this movie. You know? But they didn't let me do that. So.
Yeah. Oh. Talking with Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com about new film Looper in theaters today. And so if you had to rate it right now, what would you say? Obviously, hard R, as you already said.
Yeah, so here's how I would rate it. And you can go later on and read my full review and get all the nitty-gritty on it. And, you know, obviously, if you really want to count how many bad words and all the bad stuff in it, you go read Plugged In Movie Review.
Yeah.
They'll count all that for you. I'm not going to count all that for you. I'm going to give you the general impression of the movie. But if you want that tally, that's what the Plugged In Movie Review is for.
Right.
Our movie reviews are more to assess it as a piece of art, as a film, and B, some of the spiritual philosophical implications of it, if any, that are in there. And then we'll also just kind of tell you, you know, how enjoyable. So how I'd rate it as a film, as a piece of film, as a fan of film, it was an amazing movie.
Right.
I'd give it probably a 6 out of 7. There's a few parts that don't quite work out of me, but as a film, for the big questions that it asks, for the fact that smart sci-fi that you don't see a whole lot anymore, that's willing to be philosophical and quieter and thoughtful. Yeah, it has some action, but it's not about that. Yeah, it has sci-fi, but it's not about that. Definitely a 6 out of 7. However, when you consider the content of it, you know, I'd say it's probably more of a 4 out of 7. And it's intended for mature audiences who can handle mature storytelling. Because the thing of some of the elements in it, it's not in there just to be gratuitous.
Right.
It serves the story. And Christians have different opinions about that. Well, you can serve the story without having that in there. We're not going to get into that debate. All I'm going to say is the violence and some of the other stuff that's in there, it's not gratuitous. It serves the story.
Right.
Because this is a very gritty, dark story. So you can read the full review of Looper. And again, it's not a movie I can recommend.
Right.
But it is a great piece of sci-fi film that I personally enjoyed. But I even told the screener when I talked to the person afterwards, hey, what'd you think? It's like, it's kind of a tough movie to watch sometimes because you feel like you're getting punched in the gut because it deals with some pretty heavy stuff and does so unblinkingly.
Yeah.
So it's tough. But man, it gets you thinking, and it's an impressive piece of film. So.
All right. Make sure you check out the full review at gameandmovieguide.com, as well as, man.
Hotel Transylvania came out today, which is like on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So like, here's Looper. Like, oh man, I feel like I've been punched in the gut. I feel like I need to take a shower. I have like all these big ideas swirling around in my head, and I'm thinking existential questions of the universe, and then you see Hotel Transylvania and you're like, man, I'm ready to go trick-or-treating.
Right.
I want to dress up with a cape and I want to go get some candy.
Yeah. So Hotel Transylvania,
and that was actually also a very surprising movie, and I'll tell you why in my review, so you'll have to read it.
There you go.
But Hotel Transylvania, it was surprisingly funny. It reminded me of the classics, insofar as classics Tex Avery, Chuck Jones, Friz Freleng. If you don't know who those guys are, those are the guys who did Tom and Jerry, Droopy, Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
You know, those were the classic era of cartoons where the energy in those cartoons was just manic.
Yeah.
People, everything was moving like 500 miles an hour. The jokes just came fast.
Mm-hmm.
The witty one-liners were coming fast. The slapstick was coming fast. And it was just full of energy. And the guy who directed this movie is the guy who did Samurai Jack and Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh,
and
cool.
Those types.
Okay.
Very much in the vein of Tex Avery type animation and storytelling when it comes to cartoons. So this movie, I mean, it is a fast-paced, tightly scripted, funny movie that's just my kids loved it, and they're scared of monsters.
But it had a great cast too.
It does. You know, Adam Sandler does an amazing job as Dracula. He somehow pulls off the stereotypical Transylvanian accent,
right,
without going overboard.
Cool.
But making it distinct enough where it's kind of entertaining to listen to him talk.
Nice.
You know? But he never, it's like how Steve Carell did his accent in Despicable Me.
Okay.
You know, he's not just like, hey, look, we got Adam Sandler in the movie. He plays a character and he does it well. And the accent just makes the character all that more interesting. And the rest of the cast is fantastic as well. Steve Buscemi is awesome as the Wolfman, who has like 800 little kids and he just looks tired and worn out all the time. It's hilarious. He has one shining moment towards the end of the movie that got one of the biggest laughs in the whole movie.
Nice.
It was awesome. So, you know, it's a fun family film. And it, like I said, it has this one really endearing, heartwarming, surprising element to it, which you can read about in the review. I don't want to spoil that for anyone. But we have some movies that we like to watch every Christmas.
Yeah.
Pull them out every Christmas, watch them as a family. We were walking out of this movie and unanimous as a family, like, I think we just found our new favorite Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Other than It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Now we have something else to watch besides that.
That's cool.
And it was like, and I can't give a movie a better endorsement than that. It's something that we would watch every Halloween.
As a family.
As a family.
Yeah.
We would all enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's just that type of fun holiday type film. Now, I know not everyone celebrates Halloween. I'm sorry if you don't, then just disregard that last statement. But for us, you know, it's that type of film that we'd love to watch once a year when Halloween rolls around. And man, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was surprised at how good it was.
Nice.
And how funny it was.
I'm excited. My kids and I
you
are going
to love it because you're all about the Universal monsters.
I really am.
And it really pays its due to those classic monsters, especially if you're a big fan of them.
Yep.
There's a lot of like little inside jokes where you're like, that was pretty funny. My kids have no idea what that referred to. But that was funny.
And hopefully my kids will, because we've been going through them. Right. You know, Frankenstein, Dracula, 1941, Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon. I own all of them. I love the old
Man
black and white. The best part about the old black and white horror movies from the 30s and 40s is, one, there's a reverence for God, because at the time, he existed in the hearts and minds of Hollywood.
Yep.
And so there's this reverence for that, and it's great. And you know, the violence is at a minimum. There's no language. It was a different time in Hollywood, let's be honest.
Much different. And so, this movie really harkens back to a lot
of
that.
I love that. So I'm excited for that. So full review at gameandmovieguide.com.
Yeah, it's up right now, so you can go and read it right now.
There you go.
I finished that one first thing this morning.
I like nice. It. Yeah, a couple movies out today that you had a chance to
see
beforehand.
It was fun that I got a chance to see them beforehand, so thanks to Sony Pictures for allowing us to get a chance to preview those so we can have those reviews ready. And then we also have a review of Borderlands 2 up at the guide, and that was actually by request. A lot of people like wrote into the guide, hey, you're going to review Borderlands 2? Hey, you're going to review... It really wasn't a game that was on my radar. I knew about it. I knew about the first one.
Yeah, played the first one.
Yeah. And so I knew about it, but it wasn't like high on my radar, but so many people wanted to know about it. So we did review it. So we got a video review up and a written review that people can check out at the guide, gameandmovieguide.com.
There it is. And before you go, real quick, you mentioned people having requests and asking for the... I mean, we get questions regularly.
Yeah.
Is this movie okay for my children? Is this video game acceptable? What about this? What do you guys think about that? People can send us questions directly.
Yeah,
to you.
You can just email us. It's gameandmovieguide@gmail.com.
That's right.
And, you know, that's why we're there. We want to be a resource for people. So, like we say, so you don't waste your time and money on something that
movies,
isn't worth it.
Movies, video games,
they
so
cost
expensive,
a lot of money,
dude.
And they take a lot of time.
Yeah.
And so we want to help you kind of weed through all that so that you can find the ones that you know you're going to enjoy, and you're not going to walk away like, man, I just blew $50 on that.
Right.
You know, and that's like taking four people to a movie these days is $50 in 2 hours of your life. I want it back!
Right.
And they have like that big glowing sign, no refunds. And so we try to help prevent you from having that feeling. That's what the guide is there for. So do a lot of that. Also, Interactive Nights, I believe, is happening tonight over at Cross Christian Fellowship. And we got our Madden League stuff going on.
Yeah.
And we're only in week three, so people can still join for that. We're also predicting what Peyton Manning will do against the Raiders this weekend.
And you can check all that out.
Which is win.
Yeah. you hope. You hope.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I ran the sim with Madden NFL 13.
And they finally win?
Yeah, but it was closer than I would have liked.
GameAndMovieGuide.com.
If it's even close to the sim, I'm not going to be able to watch the real game.
Who are they playing this week?
The Raiders.
Oh, that's right, of course.
They're playing the Raiders at home. So if like my Madden NFL sim is even close to how the game unfolds, I won't be able to watch. I'll be like burying my face in the cushions of the sofa. Oh, I can't look.
You have good news, though. As a Broncos fan, the real refs are actually back for this game.
I know.
So they won't sway and actually help the Raiders steal one from the Steelers
last week. Good because you know the Raiders are known for incurring a lot of penalties. So.
Yeah, let's be honest, dude. They totally stole that one.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll get called fairly.
There you go. Yeah. All right, gameandmovieguide.com for all the details, reviews, a lot of stuff going on. And of course, best caption of the morning for our Stingray Photobomb, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Just before 9, got to take a quick break. Coming right back, some far less and more of this year's show.
That's right.
All right, Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Jonesetta, Sick in the Teeth, kicking off your 9 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve on Mitch.
That's us. you
someday.
Take it. Someday I'm just going to take over.
Please do.
Okay.
Go ahead. Ready, go.
Hey, not right now.
And that's why someday will never happen.
It could happen.
You know, this morning we were talking about unfulfilled dreams. These are the reasons why they're unfulfilled.
Because
it's like someday I'll fulfill this dream, but you don't work towards actually fulfilling it today.
Yeah, I'm not going to work
It's like
on
this
that.
Distant somewhere in the future thing.
I'm working on
How
it.
How will you ever marry Justin Timberlake if you
I'm
don't start working
already married. Are you
towards... Yeah.
Well, he's bringing sexy back, so I'm sorry. You played the song.
Wow. Actually, he's bringing MySpace back.
Oh,
but
that's
a totally different story.
Not where we're going.
We got to talk about that coming up, though. MySpace revamped, did make a comeback yesterday. Justin Timberlake, kind of the spokesperson for it. Did you see the new revamped MySpace?
No, I'm avoiding it.
Okay.
I deleted my MySpace in 2008, and I want to keep it that way.
But you are a fan of Pinterest.
I like Pinterest.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Pretty much the exact same thing, in my opinion. They're very similar looking. So I think it's going to do well.
But that's not what we're talking about.
That's not what we're talking about, actually. Coming up tomorrow evening. It's already Friday. Can you believe that?
No, it kind of flew by.
If you got nothing going on your Saturday evening, we got something for you. And it's beautiful scenery because you have to drive to the East Mountains to do it. But welcome to the studio, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Guys, totally look like the same person. It's
yeah,
kind of
yeah, that's yeah, we're yeah, twins. Yeah.
You're twins. Oh, okay. That would make sense, you know. So, East Mountains, you guys have an event going on at your church. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's going to be, the event's called Breathe. It's going to be tomorrow evening from 5 to 9 at Mountain Christian Church. It's basically what it is, it's going to be an outreach event, basically. It's geared towards non-Christians, so it's a place for us, the Mountains, anyone in the area to just bring their non-Christians where they don't feel comfortable coming to church or coming to youth group.
Yeah.
It's an event where, you know, we're going to have a bonfire, we're going to have a band, the Goziers. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Oh, okay, Gozier, yeah. We've played Gozier.
Yeah, they're going to be there. Nate Bush from New City Christian Church here in the Albuquerque, he's going to be speaking. You know, there's just a lot of stuff going on. We're going to have, you know, some blow-up obstacle courses, Velcro walls. You know, you put on a little vest and you bounce onto it.
Bungee race.
Stick. That's true.
Oh, what?
Those are so fun. I have a scar from one of those.
What?
Yeah, I have a scar.
Don't tell people that. Those are amazing. No. I have this huge scar.
Let me tell you, I was not using it correctly. I was hooked up and I had somebody pull me as far as they could and then let me go. Don't do that.
Yeah,
don't do that.
How you get scars.
I have a scar.
So, for those that don't know where the church is located, how do people get there?
It's the address is 12242 North Highway 14. It's just the Cedar Crest to Harris exit. You go north on the freeway, north off of the freeway, about 3.5 miles ish.
Okay.
There's a marquee. There'll be a sign there promoting thing. You can also find the event on the Fuse Youth page, which is the youth group at Mountain Christian, and it's called Breathe.
Breathe. Okay. And Mountain Christian has a Facebook page, which we're totally going to find and link, right? Is what you were saying?
Is that what you're saying?
Totally. When we find
Mountain Christian?
Mountain Christian, yeah. So, but this is going down tomorrow, 5 to 9 o'clock. Gozier is going to be playing. And you said Nate Bush, right? Going to be speaking. I love to see churches coming together and doing things. You know what I mean? Yeah. So not just someone from your youth group. You actually got multiple churches teaming up with this. Gozier, Amanda, she does worship. You know, and so it's going to be awesome, man. So going down tomorrow night, 5 to 9. And as you said, you guys have a Facebook page. We'll totally link it.
Sweet.
As soon as Mitch finds it, because she's terrible at Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to be honest. So tell us a little bit about your church, about what you guys do, right, not just coming up tomorrow, but people listening maybe in the East Mountains who don't have a church right now. Tell us a little bit about Mountain Christian.
Right. Well, you know, we used to go to church here in town, and we just were really looking for something that all the people there, it's a really, it's family geared. There's a ton of families, tons of kids all over the place. And it's just a great church because there's a bunch of people out there that you don't really know each other because the area is so large. But when you really come together in Christ, you're looking for something, looking for people to do. There's people from all walks of life, different, incomes, different families, different stories. And it's just been interesting just to see just how the Lord's worked in everyone's different lives.
That's rad, man. And so now you got people coming together to hang out tomorrow night, 5 to 9. Gozier's playing. Nate Bush going to be speaking. And right on. Tomorrow,
sweet.
5
p.m. Be there. It's awesome.
Yeah, there it is. And so to Harris, Cedar Crest exit, you said, right?
Yeah.
You go left this way?
Mm-hmm. It's about halfway between the Crest Road.
Okay.
And so you're going to go up and snowboard. It's just up
there. You go, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. All right, cool. So thank you guys for hanging out, and I know you got to get to school, and thanks for driving halfway across the universe to talk about your event. It's not that far, actually.
No, not really.
So there you go. East Mountains tomorrow evening, Mountain Christian, and Mitch, somehow, some way, we're going to find details.
We're going to find it.
Or we can actually just post them on our Facebook page from us, instead of linking something. So Breathe tomorrow, 5 to 9 p.m. at Mountain Christian Church. The address is 12242. North Highway 14.
Right?
Right.
Okokay.
That's correct.
There you go. All right. And we'll post the details, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Right now, I've got the Modern Post for you. That would be Dustin Kinstrew of Thrice, latest project. Mars Hill Music for you.
Not Thrice, though.
There you go. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Dunn and the Animal Orchestra.
Static Radio.
Sail to the end.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
It's already 9:22.
What is going on?
It's what I'd like to know right now.
I have no idea. I'm going to stop talking like that.
Why?
I don't know. Why?
Why?
I don't know. I want to talk about something that, near and dear to my heart. Friends. I love Friends.
Yeah, me too.
I have more than two.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the show.
Oh, yeah, no, I love that too. The show's amazing.
You have more than two friends?
Do you have a story about, like, a friend who went above and beyond the call of friend duty?
Yeah, the friends I have now pretty much do that.
Hold on, stand by. Okay, cool.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah?
Often. Like, you know, we have some amazing people in our lives. And when I say we, I mean my husband and I. I'm sorry.
Oh. Around here.
We do as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been blessed by so many of our friends. And it's, like, always, like, out of the blue. We're like, wow. You
that
guys
was
are
awesome.
Great.
Yeah?
So.
I'm willing to bet you don't have a story like this, though.
Okay.
37-year-old dude managed to avoid jail time.
Oh.
By paying his best friend to serve his prison sentence while he went off abroad.
That's elsewhere. No, my friends have never done that for me.
No?
I stayed in jail for 2 years.
Yes, stop it. 37-year-old dude was convicted in January 2008 to a 1-year term in prison. After being found guilty of charges ranging from copyright infringement to breaking Swedish medical laws and handling smuggled goods. However, he wasn't taken into custody at the time.
That's
so he had
weird.
Time to get everything in order. He had plenty of time to make arrangements before having to start his sentence. And instead of preparing to go to jail, what he did was he got a passport. He had a friend and just said, "Hey, bro, I love you, man. How much do you love me?"
Just like that.
Pretty much. They got a passport with his friend's photo as him. Okay. And how did they pull this off?
I just don't understand why they let him walk around for a bit before they took him to jail. "Hey, do you want to hang out on Thursday?" "Actually, I'm supposed to go to jail that day." So, but you know what? Sure. Why not?
Yeah, dude. He acquired a driver's license in his name, but with his friend's photo, and he convinced the other dude to do his jail time. So he got a passport for himself. He fled Europe for Asia. So they believe he is running around in the Philippines right now. They've since issued an international warrant for his arrest.
Wow.
But, dude, the scam wasn't exposed until a police officer at the prison went to interrogate him and realized, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, you're not the dude. You're not the guy I arrested." The craziest part is it wasn't like a week later or a month later. He had been in prison almost the entire time.
No, so all of that is...
Yeah, dude, the friend in prison, by the time he was discovered, he'd already served a significant amount of the convicted man's prison sentence. If he had stayed in jail for the entire sentence, nobody would have known. Never would have known. But they went in there to talk to him about something, and the police officer realized, "Whoa, wait, you're not..."
Like,
"You're not the guy.
I've just changed.
Dude, I've been in here a long time. Prison does some crazy things to you, man. It just changes you."
It boggles my mind that they didn't notice for that long.
Yeah. We're talking months and months and months and months. This friend served his prison sentence.
Where is this?
This was over in Sweden.
They need to really crack down on their security.
Yeah, yeah. So they said this kind of scam would be impossible for them to expose if it weren't for this police officer who went in there. They did sense a warrant an international arrest for this 37-year-old since it was discovered that the wrong man had been jailed. The hired friend, they let him go scot-free. Since the discovery, they're like, "Bro."
Yeah, because he outed his friend.
"You served a lot of time." He didn't out his friend. It was a police officer who went in to interrogate him and realized, "Oh, wait, you're not the guy." "Yes, I am." "No, you're not. I was the arresting officer.
So
I know what he looks like."
If he didn't out the guy, how do we know that he was paid to serve this guy's sentence?
Good question. I don't know. I've seen plenty of movies, so you could just check his bank account and realize that they had been funneling money from the Philippines, and that's how they know the other dude's in the Philippines.
I've been watching Sherlock, and I'm pretty sure I can solve this case.
Okay, speaking of Sherlock, did you watch the premiere of Elementary last night?
I didn't. Was it great?
It was amazing.
I'll have to go back and watch it.
Can I just say that?
Yeah,
Johnny Lee Miller, Lucy Liu, I loved it.
I just want to finish Sherlock, which was made a few years ago.
So, my wife, huge fan of Johnny Lee Miller.
Uh-huh.
Huge fan. And Elementary, we watched it last night, is this modern day Sherlock Holmes story type thing. The second, the credits roll and it's like, "Stay tuned for scenes of next week's Elementary." She turns to me, and this is exactly what happens. We're on the couch. We're watching. It ends, and she looks over and goes, high five. That's literally the first thing she does. And I'm like, okay. Boom. And she's like, that's it. That's the show. So apparently that's the next show I have to watch. Which is good because I just totally decided I'm never, ever even going to be in the room when she watches Grey's Anatomy anymore.
Oh.
Season premiere last night. I was like, I'm good. I'm a grown man. These aren't tears. I have to go.
Was it a great show or was it because she loved it so much?
No.
It was a great show. It was amazing.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, I gotta say something. That is one of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
I'm telling you, dude, how many friends would serve your prison sentence for you?
Apparently, I'm unworthy in many more ways than I ever thought possible before hearing the story.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really actually... And you changed the story, but you switched gears for the Samsung. But check it out. I wanted to commend the military guy who always had a dream and blah, 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 and lost the weight. And
oh, an hour and a half ago. And, yeah, okay.
No, I'm like, but I'm catching tried to get
back
in
up.
I couldn't.
I'm trying to catch
no,
back up.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, you can do
is
whatever.
That a fail?
Obviously, you got the floor. You can do whatever you want.
Well, it's your show.
True that.
You've already wasted like 30 seconds not saying what you were going to say because you're like debating on whether or not you should say it.
Compared to how long-winded I usually am, y'all ought to feel blessed.
True, true.
Okay, so check it out. Military guy, my hat's off to you. Was 16, went way the wrong path. My dad was military, coming from a military stepdad who took no doo-doo. It was military school or like sober rehab time. You know, send you away to sober rehab, whatever, recovery place. I way wanted to go to military, but they told me no because of my physical disability.
Uh-huh.
I have metal in my back.
Oh.
So they were like, oh, no, you can't. Oh,
are
no.
Are you a cyborg?
Right. Exactly. So, no, this is real tough. I had scoliosis, so I had surgery when I was a little kid.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, no, you'll never make it in the military. My dad was like, oh, no, you won't even make it past a day at boot camp. My stepdad. So thank you, Dad. He's in heaven. I love him so much for making me who I am today. And, like, this guy, this military guy, so right on because, like, he's like, no, heck with you guys. I'm doing this.
Right.
And I just think that's to be commended. No one commented on that. I wanted to call it in because if I could have a dream, I already accomplished quite a few of them. But military would be pretty cool because I think it's totally unrecognized, like, way cool thing that people go and die for our freedom and are willing to do that. So I just wanted to say that. But anyway, back to the Swedish story because that's the craziest thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
I can't believe that somebody... How many years total did it say? Did the story say?
Well, he only had a one-year prison sentence, and so we don't know exactly how long. It just says months. He served a significant amount of the time, so more than half. So we know more than 6 months this dude was in prison for his friend hanging out. And, man, if it weren't
Where
for this police officer...
Where do you find these stories?
The internet?
Oh, Lord. Are you... Okay. Yeah, well, you know, and you know, it's not always what you read, but it's good radio. That's so Jupiter. It's ratings to the maximum, guys.
Yes.
No, I love the story. I had to call in and go, are you guys serious? Shut the front door and run out the back. I can't believe that story is like, but it's Europe. I mean, well, come on now. It's Europe.
Yeah.
Right? This is not like.
Sweden.
Right?
Right.
Oh, Sweden. We're going to serve the time for the Swedes. And isn't Arnold Schwarzenegger from Sweden?
No,
he's Austrian, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I got to run. I'm having company.
Oh, okay.
Have fun.
Are you running out the back? Are you shutting the front door and running out the back?
Actually, I got to go to the art studio, and I spoke to the galley there yesterday, and I also spoke to some neighbors who are artists, and we're going to hook up the Teresa Rescue Mission thing.
Booyah.
Cool.
Good job, you.
Awesome.
All right, you guys.
All right.
I love you.
All right, bro.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Oh, man. 37-year-old dude managed to avoid jail time by paying a friend to serve his prison sentence while he ran away to the Philippines. True story. His friend actually served a significant amount of the time, And it wasn't until a police officer went in to speak to the prisoner and realized, whoa, 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 you're not the guy I arrested. I have no idea how this happens.
Yeah.
But
how did he even realize that a year later? He must be really good with faces.
Well, come on. If you arrest somebody, you think you would remember their face, and you go in there to interrogate them, to talk to them about something.
Well, you think, because you and I would arrest one person. Like, if it's my job, I'm not going to remember.
Yeah, the police in Sweden have issued an international arrest warrant for him because, well, he's gone.
And that was illegal.
He fled. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not okay to have a friend serve your prison sentence for you. But, the crazy thing is, if he had stayed in jail for the entire sentence without anybody noticing, the convicted dude would have walked free. Elizabeth Sager, who's involved in the case, said, "We would have considered the time to have been served. However, this police officer went in, realized, hey, you're not the right guy." They let him go with no other recourse because he's been in prison for months and months and months. But talk about the craziest thing your friend has ever done for you. He served this guy's prison sentence.
Have you done anything crazy for your friends?
I wouldn't say to that extreme. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If somebody I'd came up not. To me and was like, "Bro, I'm going to jail." I'd be like, "Oh, that sucks. All right, you?" I don't know. What do you want?
What if it was like your brother?
And he wanted me to serve his prison sentence
or
for him?
Or something. What if he like was like, "Hide me." Not that your brother would do
hide
that.
Hide me? What did he do?
Something really
no!
bad.
No! Absolutely not. Hide you?
Underground Railroad.
No, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, hold on. Open my basement.
Yeah. Yeah. That we don't have in New Mexico. Does anybody have a basement in New Mexico?
I don't think so. Okay. Actually, no.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. What's the craziest thing you've ever done for your friends or vice versa? I can't think of anything that's like just outlandishly out there that, you know, a friend ever did or I ever did, you know, for a friend as far as, you know, serving someone's prison sentence.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's almost the most hardcore thing because obviously, scripturally speaking, we know Jesus said, you know, no greater love than this, and one lay down his life for his friend. So laying it all out there, Jesus juking you, going to that extreme, there is something that a friend did for me. He laid his life down for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But along the lines of Jesus jukes, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, totally.
But along the lines of serving a friend's prison sentence, no way.
It's crazy.
If somebody came up to you and said, "Dude, I will pay you. I just got a year term, and I really don't want to go to jail. I'll give you $5,000 a month to serve my prison sentence."
$5,000.
Five G's a month.
No.
No?
No, that's not enough.
$5,000 a month?
$5,000 times, is it a year sentence?
Times a year.
No.
That's $60,000.
That doesn't even pay off my mortgage. No.
No? I will give you $10,000 a month. Just please go to jail for me. It's $120,000 a year.
No, because that still doesn't pay off my mortgage.
Your mortgage is more than $10,000 a month?
No.
You could pay your bill that month.
No, my mortgage, like, as a whole.
Oh, you want your house paid off?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay, I'll pay. Well, how much is your house? Pay off your whole house. Please go to jail for me for a year.
Yeah, but no, because then I don't have a job, and my reputation's kind of like, wow, she's
Where
crazy.
Where did she go? What I want to know is the friend. Like, what did he say?
Maybe he had nothing to lose. He was like, "I don't have any.
I mean, I got nothing else going on. I might as well go to jail."
One of those things.
Think about that.
But
it's
that's
crazy.
A story he has for the rest of his life.
Yeah. What have you done for your friend? Yeah, bro. Went to jail for you. Forever. You owe me.
Yeah.
You owe me forever.
How much?
Jail, bro.
How much did he get paid?
It doesn't say. Doesn't say how much he got paid, but yeah. That's pretty intense.
It is.
Going to jail for a friend. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Of course, 505-338-3700. It's Micah Talks for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Blindside Monster on the radio right here on Static Radio.
What's up?
Good morning.
What's up? What's up?
9:45 now, which means we out.
We are pretty much done.
That is it for us. Hey, make sure you head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We've got our Stingray photo up and best caption. We got a prize pack for you guys. We're going to let this fly throughout and Billiam later.
Yeah, it's also on Instagram and Twitter, My Static Radio. We want the best photo caption, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because there's some pretty good ones on here.
There's some really good ones. So later today we'll be voting on which ones you guys think deserve a prize pack. But
Yeah.
I digress.
Yes.
That's not for us to decide.
But tomorrow,
yeah,
you're going out to the Born to Run.
That's right. 7 a.m. I'll be broadcasting live out at Sagebrush Church for Born to Run.
Starting at 7:30 a.m. Yeah.
The Right to Life Committee of New Mexico has put this on, and I'm excited. We'll be out at Sagebrush. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m., and the toddler trot kicks everything off at 8:45. But I'll be out there broadcasting live. We've got some free ones, because it's like $30 for day of registration. But I've got a handful of these I'm going to be giving away tomorrow morning, so be listening for your chance to participate for free.
And get out there.
In the Born to Run run slash walk.
See, that's confusing.
What? It's the Born to Run run.
Slash walk.
I do run, run, run. I do run, run.
God.
No?
No.
Born to Run 2012 going down tomorrow morning at Sagebrush Church. And like I said, I'll be there broadcasting live, and you get to sleep in, so I hate you.
Well, not really. I'll be here.
You will. Are you running the board for me?
Celeste and I are both here. She's running the board for you, and I'm running the board for Pastor Scott Todd.
There you go. See, man, we no other doctrine. We got to take a vacation.
I'm just going to turn up the volume.
There you go. All right. So we'll be doing that tomorrow morning. Be listening. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coming right back, we got some Tall Heart and Adri.
And lots of Adri.
Yeah, that's right. Coming up next, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
What is it worth? What is it worth? Have you given up on freedom? You spent your life earning the keys to set you free when you were free all along.
New York City, where are you girls so pretty? Are you men?